That's how winning is done.
What's that?
Are you not entertained?
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you?
Bad guy in a little coat.
I want my money's worth.
He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
Excuse me.
Your balls are showing.
Bumblebee tuna?
It's about damn time.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, heroes in a half shell, turtle power.
They're the world's most fearsome fighting team.
We're really hip.
Ninja Turtles.
Green. Hey, get a grip.
When the evil Shredder attacks, these turtle boys don't cut them no slack.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Splinter taught them to be ninja teams.
He's a radical rat.
Leonardo leads Donatello dust machines.
That's a fact, Jack.
Raphael is cool, but rude.
Give me a break.
Michelangelo is a party dude.
All right, now we can.
Doma!
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 All right. Jeez Louise.
I'm feeling a little loopy today.
Are you? Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like drunk, but not. I drank yesterday, so I woke up with a bit of a hangover.
Was your cheat day?
No, it was a going away party for a friend.
Okay.
That was the. So I was like, okay. And I drank. So I drank, but it was like, you know, that like really. Well-behaved girl that the second you put her in a slutty environment, she's just like, dicks! You know, like, I was that.
I got two hands and I got two dicks.
I got so many holes to put dicks in. Like, that, but, like, that's they're restrained their entire life and then they just lose their shit.
I don't know that girl, but if you are out there, you want to email
woobro@nearscience.com. But, yeah, apparently I'm like that with beer, because we went to World of Beer, and it was literally just like, I missed you so much. I love you.
Like a big fan of beer. Like,
I love you so much, beer.
There's so many friends of mine that day. I get invited to World of Beer. Now it's calming down because people think I'm realizing what they're inviting me to before they invite me to, because I don't drink.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the very few times that I have drank in my life, I never drank beer, ever. Like, it's
yeah, yeah, you're not a beer guy.
So if I was going to drink, it'd be liquor.
Right. And they don't.
And the funny thing is, so people invite me. All my friends invite me. If you're listening from out of town, and I don't know if they have these everywhere. I don't know if
there's a franchise.
Chain.
There's around.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's a national chain.
I'm sure that every place has a beer joint.
Right. Well, this is it's called World of Beer. They don't sell any food, but they do allow, it's in a center where they allow other restaurants that are located like right near them,
right,
to bring you food.
Like, there's always like a Chili's or an Outback or some sort of burger place or, you know, Mexican place in the same shopping center that they set
right.
up in.
So they let you bring that food in.
Yeah.
But they don't sell food themselves. All they serve is beer.
A lot of beer.
And it's different kinds, you know, from different countries. And
they have to go to beer college. They have to get trained in beer.
So,
which sounds delightful.
Everybody,
sounds great.
All my friends, you know, again, it's less now than it used to be, but they all invite me and they go, hey, we're going to World of Beer on Saturday if you want to go. I'm like, none of that seems enticing. Like, there's none of that seems enticing. Like,
so, sit down to eat delivered food.
Delivered food.
That's in like packaging and uncomfortable. And then
not only that, but the food gets, like, I don't like ordering. Like, even of places that I love their food, I don't like ordering takeout from sit-down casual dining restaurants because their food always comes out soggy.
Yeah. It really is terrible. Like, it's not the best way to eat, but
like, I love
it's
Chili's.
The best way to drink beer.
I love Chili's.
Yeah.
But their fries are awesome, but their fries...
They're awesome for... There's a window.
Yeah.
There's a very strict window.
And then if you cover it, because they're so hot, it'll create
all the steam gets back into the
gets back into the motion. Condensation, and then it's horrible. It's horrible.
Oh, the science of French fries. But yeah, no, they do this. There's even before you finish your meal, those fries are bad. Like
No.
They sog up.
Maybe I just finished my food quicker than you.
Yes.
Oh, well, you know what it is. Honestly, I didn't.
You eat the fries first.
I've read. Yes,
I'm on to you.
I do. I eat the fries first, but that's not I'm gonna eat the fries. It's not because I'm afraid that they're gonna go bad. It's just I've subconsciously somebody brought this to my attention not too long ago. But subconsciously, I'm saving the best for last. So I'll save the burger or whatever.
Okay.
So subconsciously, I'm saving the best for last. And so I eat the fries. And I've noticed that whenever I start trying to lose weight or whenever I do lose a little bit of weight, and then I'll go eat something like that, by eating the fries, I'll get filled up quicker.
Yeah.
By the time I get to the burger.
Right, right.
So I'll stop doing that.
Yeah. You got to get... I always had a thing about my food touching. You know what I mean? Like,
you're one of those people?
Not that they don't have to touch, but I need to eat them in a specific order.
I need to.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'll eat the fries first, and then normally, if I get McDonald's or whatever, I'll eat the fries first. But if I get, let's say, like a meal at a sit down restaurant, I'll eat the whole piece of chicken or steak or whatever. I'll eat all the mashed potatoes, and then I'll eat all of this. Like, I don't do the one bite of this, one bite of that, one bite of this, because I feel like then when the whole process, I feel like I lose out. I feel like I want to taste all of this steak at once.
Yeah, I don't do that. I eat all my fries first, and then whatever, if there's no fries, like if there's a mashed potato instead of fries, for example, I'll combine.
Oh, you so start
I,
mashing?
I could eat burger and spoonful of mashed potato.
Just dip the burger in the mashed potato.
Well, nah, this is
put the question. Mashed potato in the burger.
But my point is, sicko, that
that sounds awesome.
That it's only because of the fries is the only thing that I'll have to eat first.
Oh, okay.
Everything else I could just, you know, take a bite of this, take a bite of that.
So
World of Beer, awful idea for awful me. Idea. This is to me. Everybody loves this place.
I got so drunk I ate my steak as a cookie. I was literally eating it with my hand. I was literally picking up the whole steak and just like, I don't know.
I like the fact that you do drunk, I do sober. You're like, I was so drunk, I was doing what you do normally.
Like, I just didn't want to deal with a fork and knife, and I'm just like, I grabbed it like caveman style, and I just started eating it. And apparently that's not caveman style, that's Neri style.
Well, I'm not saying it's not caveman style, but I like the fact that you have to be heavily...
I wasn't that drunk. It's just I was just
you,
like.
But you said I was so drunk.
Well,
I was doing
so
what
now.
You do normally.
Yeah, I get drunk so fast now. I feel like such a lightweight now.
Well, you have. You lost like 40 pounds, so you are a lightweight.
35 now.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
I'm back on this week. I took like a 5-week hiatus. And
we need to get you that montage, Rocky montage.
I know.
Just to,
I was doing really well for 4 or 5 weeks, and then the next 5 weeks just.
Yeah.
It got hard. Yeah. Anyways. I always complain when my friends go, hey, you want to go to WOB? Like in a text or something, I'll get a text that says WOB. And for some reason, my mind always changes it to World of Burger. And
World
I'm like,
of Burger.
That would be so much better.
The World of Burger sounds like the best world ever.
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 Ever. You know, there's a Busch Stadium in damn it, where is this?
Busch Stadium? Is it like a football stadium?
That's a baseball.
Oh. Milwaukee?
Yes. Was it Milwaukee? There's one. I forget
Minnesota.
Which one it is, but it's in that area. It's Milwaukee or St. Louis or one of those.
Minnesota
one of,
Twins.
One of those teams. The Brewers are Brewers.
Yeah.
But in one of those stadiums, and I forget which one it was, but in one of those stadiums, my friend was telling me about, he's like, hey, we were going to take a road trip down that way anyways by Chicago. We're like, hey, let's take a detour and let's go to all these different stadiums. And he was like, in one of these stadiums, they have they have tickets where you could buy. But instead of a seat, it's like a bar area and it's like just all the beer you could, like it's just
like you just drink.
Yeah.
It's basically alcohol poisoning at the game. Yeah.
And then they're like, they're like, isn't that great? And I'm like, that will be a way. I'll meet you at this. I'll be in a seat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go. And then he was like, you. And then I had to tell him on a drink. And he's like, oh, yeah, that kind of would suck for you. I'm like, yeah. Now, if they had a stand where all they did was like nonstop cheese, I was like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Sign me up. But I'm not doing beer. If, gross.
Like, they just pan down the line and they see some guy filling up his beer. They see another guy filling up his beer. And they say, you with a thing of nachos. Yeah. Like, yeah. Jeez. And you all have the same look of satisfaction, equal satisfaction. Satisfaction.
Yeah, see,
that's good.
That would be.
But if
my friend was like, "Oh, that's nasty," I'm like, "I think beer's nasty." So
if they would have had all you can eat burgers at the Marlins game, even if they're like the little shitty ones, I would have gotten 4 or 5 burgers each time. I would.
Well, the hot dogs are good enough, I think.
They're good, but I'm a burger guy.
Yeah, I'm a hot dog, burger, and pizza. Those are my three. Well, and by burger, I mean cheeseburger.
Right.
And my fucking Neanderthal.
You're not gonna put cheese.
What? Burger.
Have you ever had the grilled cheeseburger where they, instead of bread, they use 2 grilled cheese sandwiches?
No.
Yeah. Oh my God, the look on your face.
Oh, my goodness. What?
Did I just hurt your brain?
Oh, my God. No, I got a hard on, and I was like, what's going on? Should I? This is.
Look it up. Oh, it's got.
I don't want to look up anything on this computer. It's got a virus, and I don't want to touch anything that's going to make anything.
The computer's working right now.
Yeah, so I'm just trying very hard not to touch anything. I'm just sliding the mouse back and forth so that it doesn't
shut down. It doesn't
go into hibernation mode, and that causes something to fuck up.
That's funny. But
I'm so pissed off because I don't use my computer for much. I use it to record the podcast, to dump all my pictures on there, and for iTunes. That's pretty much what I use it for. Every once in a blue moon, I've downloaded like a movie or a show that I can't find somewhere. And it was actually you were here that time where I downloaded something and then
a new
window opened up and it said your flash is out of date. And I pressed enter an idiot.
I bit
on it because it had the actual Flash, Adobe Flash logo on it.
Right.
And that caused it to, so now I'm fucked. And now I got it. Ugh. Yeah.
You need technical support. Look at this majestic. Look at this amazing, beautiful thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's food porn right there. It's like melted grilled cheese.
Oh, did you see the other ones? The other pictures?
They're it's all insane.
Oh, my goodness. Why do they got to put a tomato? Why do they got to ruin it?
I like tomato. Yeah, it's like, why did they just put another burger in there?
The fuck. That is delicious. Yeah, I'm having that. Sign me up.
That's cheat day. Hey, cheat day. We'll do it.
Sign me up. But I've done well. I've been on it now. This is the third day. I'm not hungry.
Yeah.
I never was hungry. Honestly, the reason I stopped doing it is just because I got tired of the same food over and over again.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just got harder and harder to keep up and maintain. But so I'm proud of it. I tried last week to start, and I did Wednesday and Thursday, and then I went to shit after that.
I feel like I'm the last man standing for a little while. Like I was the only one. Like at work, some people are doing it, and then they fell off. My buddy Chris Bizarro Neri didn't. He fell off. He's doing some other thing now. He's going to the gym a lot. He's still working out, but he's trying to watch what he eats. But he's doing like intermittent fasting. Like he only eats whatever he wants in a certain time span of the day. Whatever. He's doing his own thing. But I feel like I'm the only one left, and now my cheat days are so lonely. Like I'm like, come on.
Well, they don't have to be lonely if nobody else is doing a diet. You could come over my house at any time.
Yeah.
The last 5 weeks, you could have come over at any time. It was like, when's your cheat day?
No, whenever, but we did.
We went to the morning game.
But like for me, I like that cheat day is easier for me to keep. Like I've been pretty like. I have like maybe cheat weekends now, or I'll have like a cheat day and a cheat meal during the week or something like that, because I've lost enough weight where I'm like not obsessive about it now.
Yeah.
But I liked when I was like real heavy in the diet, that cheat day was like an appointment thing. Like we would like, hey man, we're going to Cracker Barrel on Sunday. Let's get some people. We'll go. So, and it was more like an event thing. Now it's just like, I'm hanging out with normal people. Like, this is what we normally eat. And I'm there, like, shoveling food into my face. And I'm like, Mike, are you all right?
Drunk.
Yeah.
I was so drunk. I did what you normally do.
I do. Yeah. That's what I'm telling you. I'm back at that stage where I'm like, oh, my God. I can't believe I'm eating all this terrible, horrible food. And they're like, we eat this every day.
This is called snack.
Yeah. This is our lunch. Thank you for making us feel bad.
All right. Well, I don't want to dwell on it, but it'd be insane not to mention the bombing that happened in Boston.
Yeah.
Which is really shitty. Nothing really that we're going to say that hasn't been said, posted, and tweeted 1,010 times.
It's kind of like...
I got to be honest with you. My initial, when I first heard, oh, there's a bombing at the Boston Marathon, I was like, oh, that shit doesn't happen to fat people when playing video games at home. But then I didn't know the severity of it. Like, I didn't know. You know what I mean? They go, oh, it's a bombing at the... There was an... They didn't say bombing. They said explosion.
Yeah,
And then the first report, quickly, they said, oh, they think it's a pipeline or some shit, a gas line.
They thought a gas explosion happened, but then there was...
the second one, right?
Yeah, the second one went off. I was at work, and then the thing is that we have a lot of runners that work with us. Mm-hmm. One of our doctors runs marathons. Like, he runs, he didn't qualify. He would have been there, but he hadn't. He didn't qualify last year. And you have to run the Chicago Marathon, mm-hmm. and you have to get us under, like, a certain amount of time, like an epic time, like a really good time, and to qualify for the Boston Marathon. So he didn't make it, but at a second we heard marathon and bombing, everyone was like, should we call this guy? Has anybody heard from this guy? Is he here today? No, he's not. He was traveling. Where was he traveling to? Like, all of a sudden we're like, oh shit, they blew up our doctor. And we started calling around, and we didn't hear from him for a while. Like, he didn't respond. And we don't know why. He's a funny dude. So he was joking around. And then he said, like, he tweeted back. I mean, he texted me back. He's like, hey, man, thanks for your concern. I'm all right. I was there, but I got to finish, but now they call me Lefty. Like, he was making cracks. I was just like, oh, okay, good. At least. Ooh,
too strong.
It was literally. Well, you know what it is that there was people. There are were doctors and nurses in the race, and they literally ran. They finished. This is how out of shape we feel. Like, you should feel right now, that they ran an entire marathon. They ran through the finish line to the hospital down the street and started helping people.
Hey, but I was down the street. Relax.
But
relax.
To go work, like they like. If I made 26 miles, it would be to go to the hospital for oxygen and a blood transfusion.
I'm not saying I'm not thankful and I'm not grateful and I'm not saying they're not clearly in shape. First of all, you're running the Boston City Marathon.
Yeah.
That's you're already qualifying in the...
You're a badass.
You're already in the books, right?
Yeah.
Already, but for you to be like, oh, and then they ran through the finish line and they went to work at the hospital down the street. It's like, well, yeah, you just ran a marathon. It's not like me or you running a marathon and
Something. They're literally... They could probably run another marathon.
Yeah, they ran a marathon and then they went to work and stood. It's not like they went... It's not like their job was I don't know what other...
It's not a pussy job. Like,
It's not construction either.
No, but
you're not with a hammer and chiseling away at shit.
No, but we're lifting and moving people and bodies and shit. Like, you have to, especially
doctors
MCI.
Don't do that.
Some doctors do. Some the interns and like residents, they like when you're new doctors, you do that. But it's more and like.
I've always seen nurses and ER people like do actual
more than not.
It's always for the most part, anytime I've gone to either I haven't gone to the hospital very often, but anytime I go to a hospital or a doctor's office, the doctor's the one that I see the least. Like, I don't any doctor, like even the eye doctor, like I talk to the receptionist or the nurse way more than. And I'm not just talking about, like, chit-chatting. I'm talking about, like, actual, like, what's wrong with my vision or, you know, shit like that. It's
And then they do a lot of the work. And then the doctor's the one that he's like the coach. And then everyone else runs the place.
You know what he is? Doctors are like the closing – it's like the closing pitcher in baseball. If the closing pitcher got all the credit. It's, you know what I mean? Because you have a starting pitcher that gets credit in baseball. I don't know. I'm boring people into sports. I'm sorry. But it's like.
Talk about comedy, Neri.
Sorry.
Talk about comedy only.
Sorry.
Say things that are funny only, not Say about sports.
I was actually, you know, impressing myself recently in the last, ever since that whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, every time I'll tweet something, I'm like, oh, that's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. All right.
Yeah. Hey, I'm
not a great tweeter.
I'm pretty funny.
I've said this a thousand times.
I'm hilarious.
Well, I'm just not good on Twitter.
It's hard to be, it's hard to be as clever as some people are. Like, there's some random people that are not comedians that I've ended up following, that they're just normal people because they're funny. They're like, they're very good at being concise.
Women are really good at Twitter, man.
There's a lot of really funny women on Twitter.
I think as a whole, women are funnier on Twitter than guys are as a whole. I'm talking about in general.
There's a lot of very funny women writers. Like Tina Fey is a prime example of doing everything, but she's a really like really good writer. Awesome. Yeah, she's amazing. Great. You know, like and there's a lot of and they do that on to those blogs that they sell. You know, it's basically like rehashing information that they post, like the five funniest women on Twitter or whatever. And they are, I still follow a lot of them. Like, they are very funny. But I don't know. I'm not good at that. But at least, look, that girl that you called horrible things made you better.
I don't think I'm doing it because of that.
It's just I don't think you're doing it that way either.
And she never called me horrible things.
You called her horrible
things. I didn't call her horrible things.
You called her a cunt.
That's not bad. That's not bad. That's not bad.
That's all right.
It's all right. Well, I don't know. I was happy with a few days ago. I tweeted last Friday. I tweeted I'll be featuring on my house tonight.
Oh yeah,
should be a great time. Hit me up if you want tickets. And then the hashtag was comedian weekend withdrawals. That's what happens when a comic doesn't work the weekend. They're like, what the fuck?
What do I do?
I don't know what to do. I'm like, what? So I just sit here all night watching TV or going to the movies, but like I just
you have too much free time.
Yeah, it's one of those like I don't.
Hey, are the walls closing in?
No, no,
what's going on? Someone hit me a microphone.
Honey,
laugh at me.
Sorry. Anyways, and then I've been posting a lot of like old school stuff that I get beginning into. I got into Ninja Turtles. I started watching Ninja Turtles.
The new one?
No.
The old
1987 cartoon.
Yeah.
I got into that and I watched the entire like first couple seasons on YouTube. Once just went through this YouTube hole.
Yeah.
And I look, you're not gonna agree with me on this.
I'm not.
You're not. When I say this, that show, that 1987 TV show, holds up. Cartoon animated series holds up far greater than Batman the Animated Series. It really does. It really does. I watch.
Yeah, I had you up until you said.
I know. I know. And hence,
Batman. Because it holds up.
It holds up.
It's fun to watch.
So it holds up so great. You like.
Don't compare it to anything. I mean,
I'm not comparing it to anything. I'm saying it holds up better.
Yeah.
I was hoping you would have noticed that. I was like, I'm not comparing it. It's so much better.
I'm not comparing it. It's just if you.
No comparison. It's one of those really like. Are you comparing us to? Trust me, it's no comparison.
It's no comparison.
I
don't think you're right.
I saw maybe 10 episodes of Batman the Animated Series, Volume 1, and I was like,
you can't? Really?
There's some things I can't. The animation was just not great. And the stories are always fun, obviously. The stories are always going to be fun.
The writing on that show is amazing. The animation is solid on that show for that style. Like, that style of animation.
Yeah, I don't. I just didn't.
So you're saying the animation on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles holds up better.
Yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, 1987. Right. Batman the Animated Series, 1997.
92. I guess it was like 94, 95.
Yeah, at least 95. I'll give you 94, 95. No way it was 92. No, I'm just going to go ahead and go. I'm going out on a limb and I'm saying it's not, it wasn't that. But again, man, it's just my opinion. It holds up better.
But you started asking, like, you had weird...
92, wow, shit.
Ah, see you.
Season 1
was 92.
Yeah.
But you were... I remember you texted me, and you find the weirdest ways, the weirdest spots to, like, suspend your disbelief, like, where you're like...
yeah.
You're such a... I was like, what are you talking about?
There's certain things that I go, huh, I never noticed that before. And about both shows, I'm not talking about it. I'm just in any TV, in any, especially any show that you haven't watched in 10, 15, 20 years, you go,
huh.
I did it because you're looking at it as an adult as opposed to with, I didn't notice before, I didn't notice how fat Batman was, how fat Bruce Wayne was.
Fat? In Batman?
In Batman. No. In Ninja Turtles.
No, but I mean, like,
Bruce Wayne is huge.
What? That would be a dope crossover.
No, it would not.
Yes, it would.
No, it wouldn't. Okay, let's continue.
There's mutant bats and animals and all kinds of crazy weird science things that create monsters.
Yeah, but Batman would cheat. He'd throw in some gadget that attract the turtles down to the sewer and then...
No, but they team up. They would team up with Batman.
Batman doesn't team up with anybody. He's a dick. I don't know if you're aware of this.
Yeah, I know. He is a dick.
He is a dick.
But he has Robin.
Yeah, and Robin hates him.
in
they
don't the.
Hate him, but they
don't. Which Rob? Are you talking about comic book Robin? Are you talking about comic book Batman or animated series? We're talking about.
No, I'm talking about a comic book. I'm talking about Dick Grayson, which is now Nightwing. They didn't get along.
Nerd alert! Nerd alert! We're getting crazy what's nerdy. This show should be called that. Nerd alert.
Mm. I don't know. I'd rather Geek Squad.
Geek Squad. Late to that party.
I know. Son of a bitch.
God.
I wonder if we could get is that a copyright Geek Squad?
Geek Squad. Of course. I'm sure they have the trademark.
Maybe it's just a I don't know. Who cares? Anyways, getting back to Bruce Wayne is fat.
Yeah, and he's, I never noticed he's very as square a kid. In this show.
No, he has like a belly almost where I'm like, yeah.
You're going to have to point that out to me because I don't remember that. I watch it regularly. And I'm like, see it.
Batman clearly has a different body type than Bruce Wayne. It's like the animators weren't even trying to be like, this would be Bruce Wayne. Now let's put a cape and cowl on him. And that's Batman. They're like, it's like if I played Bruce Wayne in the movie. And then Christian Bale was Batman. I don't think it's that. Again, obviously, I'm exaggerating.
He's wearing a suit or something.
But even when he's like in a workout clothes, like in a t-shirt, a white t-shirt or something, and he's just, it's based in the
20s. First of all, it's a cartoon.
Yes, I understand.
So they did, and it's also like kind of supposed to be like 30s deco.
I said 20s, but so we'll go with 30s.
Do you remember, did you ever see the old Superman? TV show. He's not buff or ripped or anything like that. Yeah. He's just
they didn't have buff or ripped.
They didn't have it.
He's a meaty man.
Brett Ernst does a tremendous a mountain of a man at 5 feet 7 inches tall, weighing in at 208 pounds, and it's like that's how big they were back then.
They used to do that exercise where they used to tie themselves to the belt that shakes. That's an exercise. I was like, he's in the gym all day.
Yeah.
He's in the gymnasium.
That's a great bit. That Brett Ernst joke is amazing.
Guys, check out Brett Ernst. Yeah. I love Brett.
He's awesome, man.
Yeah. But that's the Bruce Wayne. You see Bruce Wayne like that. And then you see Batman. He's clearly in shape, athletic. Doing all these like acrobatic moves, and you go,
that's a really athletic fat guy.
And you do have athletic fat guys, you know, like Chow Yun Fat,
but he's not even that fat. He's not even fat.
Who was the fat? There was a fat.
You're talking about Sammo Hung.
Yeah.
Sammo Hung, he works with Jackie Chan.
Yes.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah,
he's like a tubby dude, but that guy's doing flips and He looks like.
But athletic.
Like, he looks like small Asian Nery.
Yeah, small. Well, I'm already, but yeah, it's just
no just, small Asian.
Yeah, Nery. But he still looks like me proportionally. He looks like a fat fuck, and you go that fat fuck, and then you get close to him, and you go that fat fuck's only 5'2".
And then he does a backflip over your head or something. You're just like, how the where in the science did that guy pull that off?
Is it? But that's how Batman is. And then the other thing I noticed about when I was watching Ninja Turtles. Is I'm like, why is April O'Neil taller than these fucking turtles?
Right. You text me that.
Yes.
And I was like, okay. So that's what you're worried about in a show where Bebop and Rocksteady are Warthog and Rhino, yet they're mutate to the same size.
Okay. But it's not the Warthog and the Rhino that mutate. It's they get the human beings get mutated. Into
the Warthog into and the Rhino. Is that the Bebop and Rocksteady origin?
Yeah, the Bebop and Rocksteady origin.
I'll give you that one.
The
Shredder.
Bebop and Rocksteady origin. The machine shows up to the zoo and takes two animals out of the cages. These two cages are right next to each other. And they have a
Rhino.
A Rhino. Why you have a Rhino in a cage is beyond me. But you have a Rhino and a Warthog in two cages next to each other. I don't know why.
Right.
But I just recently been to the zoo. These animals aren't close to each other.
They should not be next to each other.
So they get taken and then they volunteered. These two guys volunteered because they were two of the punks.
Yeah, yeah. They're punks.
That got beat up by the turtles in the first episode. So they volunteered to get their revenge.
And did you know they carry grenades?
Yeah. Yeah,
for no reason. Then they don't
no
use
reason.
Them.
No reason.
One time, that's all you need. You'd be like, hey, sewer, boom, drop the grenade right in the sewer.
There's four of you, and you guys always walk in a group in a cluster.
Yeah.
I could just put it anywhere near the vicinity.
Yeah.
We're fine.
No, we'll just hang on to them and wear them on our bodies so that if anyone were to accidentally pull the pin, it wouldn't take out anyone but ourselves.
It's going to be trouble, but not for them, for me.
Morons.
But...
And then Shredder builds foot soldiers robots. First of all, he has robots that fight like ninjas. Okay. But then he built
fight like ninjas.
But then
we're just lucky that Walt Disney didn't program Abraham Lincoln to fight like ninjas.
Because in the Hall of Presidents,
that would be trouble. Abraham Lincoln the ninja, that would be trouble.
All of a sudden the Hall of Presidents, all of them come to life. Like there's like like in episode 3 of Star Wars where they're like execute Order 66 and then they just start taking out the Jedi. All of a sudden they're like execute the State of the Union. And then all of a sudden, all the animatronic presidents are like, oh, here we go.
Execute Emancipation Proclamation.
Robot Emancipation. And then their hands turn into guns, and then all the Imagineers
Ninjas.
My bad. You're right.
Ninjas. Guns would be way
too big. Old robot karate chops to all the children.
And then, that would be...
Although that's noise.
There's no children in the... Hall of Presidents.
There's nobody in the Hall of Presidents. That's nap time.
They're still around.
Yeah, it still exists.
Okay.
But that's like the nap time spot. If you happen to be in Tomorrowland, it's the Carousel of Progress. And it goes around, you sit there for 20 minutes, and it's like, it's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. And then you fall asleep. Then you wake up, and then you go the rest of the park. And then when it's nap time again, and you're in like that Frontierland area, you go into the Hall of Presidents, and you're like, four score.
I've never been in the Hall of Presidents.
Yeah.
I've never been in it, but...
Or when it rains. If it's raining, for sure. All of a sudden, people are like, the Hall of Presidents is interesting.
Let's go check this out.
Let's go check it out.
Excuse us. We were here. That doesn't bother me. Robots, Shredder doesn't bother me.
Krang? You're okay with Krang? Talking brain?
Because it's from a different dimension.
Oh, man.
It's from a different dimension.
Uh-huh.
And in a world of... as a man of science... Most men of science believe in
parallel dimensions.
In parallel dimensions.
Yeah.
So therefore.
Yes. There's one that has a talking brain in a robot.
But
a giant technodrome.
First of all,
under
the fact that he's in a robot, he wasn't in a robot the first season.
He was in a...
No, he was in nothing.
He was in a tank?
No, he was in nothing.
He was just a brain?
He was just a brain
with tentacles?
And he
does that
that was a weird speech. And he had to have Shredder build him the body. And Shredder finally built him the body. And, I'm telling you, man.
They had so many... That was, like, the ultimate show of bringing on, like, a new rival. And then it was the Rat King. They had the Rat King.
They had the Rat King. I didn't get there because I already saw...
Well, the Rat King, I always laughed because he was the one that... He had a bandana over his nose.
Right.
As opposed, like, they're like, oh, well, the turtles have bandanas over their eyes. How can we make this guy different?
How can we make him different from Splinter? Is what they really were.
Yeah. And then they were like... Well, why don't we just put the fucking thing over his nose or whatever? And someone's like, genius! Brilliant!
Well, my friend's favorite character, one of my best friend's favorite character is the alligator.
Which one's that one? Holy shit, I don't remember.
Leatherface.
Oh!
I guarantee tonight I dine on turtle soup.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about
that.
He's like a pirate.
He's not a pirate. He's from the bayou.
Oh, right. He's Cajun. That's right. No. But I remember it being on a boat or something. I thought it was a pirate.
It's not a ship. It's a boat.
A boat. Well, that was a lot. And it was basically
It was a long run, if you think.
Yeah.
It went from 87 to 94.
Yeah.
Like, I was like,
they needed to sell a shit ton of toys. That's why that show lasted as long.
Yeah. And when you read the wiki on the Ninja Turtle franchise, they were like, they became the definition of like marketing.
Yeah.
Like. Conglomerates?
The conglomerate?
Yeah.
They were the kings of merchandising. Like, there was
had a lot, dude.
Ninja Turtle. I had the van. They had the blimp. Remember the blimp?
No, dude. I went on eBay trying to find these things, and no. Like, even if you were to find one on eBay, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. You don't.
I bet.
My childhood is not worth that much.
I can imagine, all my toys... That box of toys that my mom told my grandmother to throw away. It's like Star Wars. I had like Star Wars toys of the expensive variety, of the original variety, like the good ones. I had all the play like the I had a Dukes of Hazzard playset where you would shoot the Hot Wheels car and it would jump. And it was like the old school 80s. It was a big plastic molded thing. I had all of these toys. And then at one point, my mom was like, get rid of them. They're never going to play with that anymore. And then now in my mind, I'm just picturing my grandmother dumping like a whole box of money. Just like jumping... Like, just, like, dumping a big old...
Dumping bags with the dollar bill signs on.
Yeah. Yeah, like, oh, he's not going to need these. And it's got, like, dollar bills. And like, he's just, like, throwing... It's like, fuck his college. Whatever. Yeah, we don't whatever. Need...
Who cares?
Yeah.
Well, he will never need to move to New York.
Yeah, he'll never need... Oh, fuck. I didn't even make that connection.
He'll never make that. He'll never need that.
He'll never need that when he's strapped for cash and selling a... Boba Fett action figure for $30,000.
Trying to make it. He'll never want to make his dreams come true. He's going to go to college and make something of himself.
No.
Little did they know.
He's eating paychecks. He'll be fine.
I had the tank from Thundercats.
Oh, yeah. That
by
Panthro
I,
drove.
By I mean my brothers.
That's right.
I'm pretty sure I fucked up at some point or another. I'm pretty sure.
Out of revenge?
I'm pretty sure I broke it. I don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, toys break, but.
But I was a kid and we played with them. We were never that. Like, oh, we're going to save it and not open it.
You buy one to save and keep it, and then you buy one to play with.
No. My mom was like, there's three boys. You guys get to pick one toy.
Yeah.
And then when you guys fight about it, I'll take it away from you. So that you guys could
learn how to share. Learn how to share. That's the poor parents.
And then one of you will get very angry and smash it.
Yeah.
In spite of the other one. That's what I did. Like, fuck him. I don't want.
Yeah. If I can't have it, nobody can.
Brother.
That's like the poor parent. Like, poor people have that. This is all to build character and to teach you how to share. And it's like, no, it's because we're poor.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
You have to learn how to share, okay? That's why I'm not buying you the other toys. Like, no.
Well, that's why we never even did fireworks when we were kids because my mom used to call it burning money. She's like, that's burning money.
Oh, no, I love
fireworks. Well, yeah, we loved them too, asshole. We just never had them.
Yeah.
Thanks. I like the fact that you think that we bought into that. Like, we're like, oh, my God, yeah.
My mom would never buy them. Like, I would save up, like, whatever money I would find and get and whatever, and I would save up money and go to those, like, stands behind. And in Florida, in Miami, they suck. Like, those stands are, like,
Sparklers. I used to work them. I worked them when I was 15.
Yeah? 16. Yeah, yeah. That's a standard teenager job.
Christmas trees. I did that.
Yeah.
For the same guy.
Everything tent related.
It was from the same guy. The same guy that did the tents for Christmas. For the Christmas trees.
Yeah.
Before, you used to be able to buy them in Publix for fucking $20.
Yeah, it used to be that you had to go to these, like, tent shady places.
$70, $80 on trees. I used to sell them. I was 15 years old selling. This is smooth. And then I would get the little beads off of the tree, and I'm like, smell this.
The sap.
That's Christmas.
Yeah.
That was my line. That was my sales line. Smell this. That's Christmas.
It smells like a vagina. It's like, oh, the wrong hand. That's the wrong.
It smells like sperm. Did you jerk off on this? Yes.
Yes.
But that's besides the point.
It smells like Christmas. That's what Christmas smells like in my house.
Let's be real.
That's what Christmas smells like. So I was like, see,
I like the fact that whoever's listening to this and didn't listen to the early episodes doesn't believe, like, what? That's pretty random. Jerking off on a Christmas tree. Like, no, that actually happened.
Yeah, actually jerked off on a Christmas tree. I like how you had to qualify that, where it's like, let's bring that up so for the skeptical listener.
Well, because there's going to be somebody that's going to be like, that's random. It smells like Christmas. And how did you
see? I went the other way.
It smells like Christmas to, did you, it smells like cum. Like,
no, because I said it smells like a vagina, and then I would give you the benefit of the doubt that you had been fingering a girl.
Right.
But then you're like, no, I jerked off on a Christmas tree. Does everybody remember that?
How do you think?
Yeah, I jerked off on a tree.
How do you think I jerked off to a tree? Doing what? Smelling my other finger.
Oh, you were reliving it, huh?
Come on, man.
Nice.
Jeez.
Can you imagine, like...
I don't have to imagine. I can just remember.
No, but can you imagine, like, did you know who bought that tree?
No, that you jerked off on? I mean, I washed it off. Don't get me wrong.
How do you? What do you mean? You sprayed it down with a hose?
No, you needed to water the trees. That was the whole reason why I was there overnight, was to water the trees. And then you have to water the trees for hours. It's not even like,
you have to water
fucking a lot of water goes into those trees.
And a lot of cum.
Not a lot.
Just one cup. So much cum.
Just one cup.
A lot of cum. Gallons of cum, about a size 13 shoe of cum.
I wasn't that big then. I wasn't a size 13 yet. I was 15.
That's funny.
I hadn't fully grown into my size 13 shoe.
That's funny.
It's good times. It was
good times. How did we get from Ninja Turtles to Christmas trees to the ADD is strong in this episode.
Yes, as it should be.
So for those of us, the Boston explosions, that's how it started. That's how it started. Let's bring it back to that.
I want to bring it back to that, but that's fine.
No, but
impress everybody.
No, not that. But like I did, I wanted to say about that there's a lot more positivity around this than other things, or at least there were initially. Like, right afterwards, there was not a lot of fear. There was a lot of look at how many people helping.
There was not a lot of jokes. I'll be honest with you.
Not as many.
Even on Twitter, I was like, I was looking for jokes, and I was like, I found like maybe one or two, and I was like. It wasn't like I was looking to make fun of them or to like, I can't believe these people. But whenever anything on a national scale happens,
it's a Twitter explosion of jokes.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's true. And some of them are mean spirited, but I didn't really see that this time. That's why I wanted to say.
I saw two, I think.
I had one that like a thought where I was like laughing to myself where I just want to, I find it funny that when you see on the Twitter feed, you see like what Oni was talking about that one time where all of a sudden you'll see like, oh, horrible, horrible thing, horrible thing. And then someone who doesn't know what's going on is like, having a great morning. Yeah. Here's a picture of me having coffee. And then horrible thing, horrible thing. And then you can also see who times their tweets, like who schedules tweets to promote things and stuff like that.
Right.
So you could see like all of a sudden it was like horrible thing, horrible thing. Hey, be sure to check out my new whatever at such and such.
Well, it's funny because I didn't post the podcast.
Exactly.
For that reason. But I really was going to be like, should I post the podcast?
Because everybody's on Twitter right now.
Everybody's on Twitter. So I should.
But,
and I was going to try to do like a joke and be like, this is so sad. Listen to this podcast.
No. Yeah, it would have been received poorly.
Listen to this very special episode.
Of last has, week before this whole thing
to do with
yeah
yeah
but
I only, thought about it for a split second I was yeah like, no that's no I
it's
can't
it's
that.
Like it's like what is it predatory marketing you know but I had the only joke I had was that I wanted to because of that kind of idea it was in my head where you'd see people like that had no clue what was going on I wanted to post up like what's happening with Boston Market now. That's what I wanted.
What, there's an explosion of sales.
What? Boston Markets, what now?
They're having an explosive sale. What's
run to on? Boston Market for our explosive savings?
What
is it? That's terrible.
Can anybody send me the link to the coupon?
Is yeah. That, is it a it's a Groupon?
Is it a
I literally wanted to
run to Boston Market for explosive discounts. Oh shit!
I know, and I felt terrible. I didn't do it. I'm doing it now. I'm doing it now.
That would have been funny. I would have retweeted the shit out of that. Fuck, that's funny.
But that's the only thing that I thought. That's the one that I came up with. And then I was like, I feel guilty. I'm not going to put it up, but I'll talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah, that's.
I'll give it some time.
Good. But yeah. That would have been fucking great. You should have done that, man. You really should have. You really should have. I don't know. I don't. God damn, I'm mad at myself for not thinking of that. The only thing I could think of, I was thinking of that, the one I said earlier where I was like, so that never happens to people.
To fat people?
To fat people. Yeah, that never happens to out of shape people at home watching porn, or like, you know, playing video games or whatever. But that's the only one I thought of.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But I didn't see a lot. So I was like, people are taking this kind of seriously. I should probably not post up my Boston Market joke. The point is, it's very positive energy around everybody helping, because now everybody's like playing the gun safety and it's the right wing, left wing. It's like, all right, who gives a shit about that? But at the time, they were showing the video and like the bomb went off and people literally ran to where the explosion was to help people.
Right.
That to me, I was like, and I was like, that's why I'm a paramedic. Like, that's why I do the shit that I do. And like that, like I was watching that and I was like, that is a perfect example of.
All right, bragger.
No, about the people who do that shit. You.
You're like proud of what you do, and I'm like, all right,
relax. All right.
He's just taking forever to reply to my text.
And Patton Oswalt had an amazing post. Look at go on his Facebook on Patton.
Well,
Oswalt
he had Jim Norton had a great one when the whole Dark Knight movie theaters thing happened.
Oh, the Aurora,
yeah.
Thing.
He said, stop. Stop using his name, like whatever the guy's name was.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop repeating his name. Stop texting, tweeting his name. That guy, that's what he wants. Don't give him the satisfaction type of shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, don't make him famous.
Don't make him famous and don't make him a person. He's a monster type of shit.
Like, right.
And I was like, wow, that's, you know, when you hear somebody who's usually making fun of people.
Yeah, who's usually the guy that's calling people an idiot or whatever.
And I'm like, wow, that's all right, cool.
Yeah,
don't so make what did Patton Oswalt?
It was just like a very positive, and it was in that vein of like the helpers, and it was like that the good people will always outnumber the bad people, because the bad people who do crazy shit is like a sliver of a sliver of a sliver of a percent of the population,
right?
And there are more good people than bad. It was incredibly optimistic. It was very, very good. We'll put a link to it on the WooBro. I'll tweet it out on my thing. I retweeted it, so
that's fine. I'm not gonna do it.
But it was a
word for me.
No, man, it was awesome. It was really.
I
it sounds like too much goodwill, Mike.
Well, it just sounds like more too much work. Like I don't like. No, I'm doing work.
Come on,
gotta copy and paste another link. Come on, man.
What?
Come on.
But yeah, so I mean, it's I a lot of respect to everyone who helped in that situation.
Yeah, that was nuts, man.
Yeah,
that was nuts. They haven't caught anybody, and this is Wednesday, so if you're listening to this when they caught somebody,
yeah.
Awesome! I'm happy.
Oh, sweet!
Finally, they caught the fucking bastard.
And we were having this debate as it was happening in the hospital. When you first heard about it, did you think it was terrorists, Arab extremists, or did you think it was domestic?
No, I didn't think. I didn't get that far. I honestly didn't get that far. I just thought it was terrorists. I guess, to be honest with you, somebody around me was saying like, "Oh, those damn terrorists," and I remember thinking to myself. Is it still terrorists if they're like from domestic?
It's domestic terrorists.
Right. And then so I was thinking, I asked that question to myself. I'm like, is it still? So I guess subconsciously I may have been thinking that it was.
It could have been
domestic.
The only reason why I thought it was a domestic thing was because it happened on tax day. It happened on like the day that we, the Americans, collect taxes from the people. And it was in Boston, which is a very liberal town. So I thought it was some right wing nut job that did it. That was my only like.
Boston is liberal?
Massachusetts, gays can get married there.
Boston, isn't Boston one of the most racist cities in the country?
No, but they're very, like, I'm not very talking, liberal.
I don't want to talk, you know, bad about Boston, but that's what they're known for, is to be.
No, I mean, whatever they're known for, Massachusetts is a very liberal state.
All right. All right, that's good. Well, you have to pee?
I have to pee.
Oh, bastard. One moment, please, while we process Mike's bladder. Hold on. And we're back. All right.
And we're back.
All right. Welcome to WPOW, Miami, Florida, on the Palm Beaches.
Bum, bum, bum,
do you know,
bum,
I once bum. There was once an open audition, open call for a local radio station to be like the next, you know,
DJ
or on-air personality.
On-air personality.
And I went, and it was in a mall, like 1,000 people,
right?
Trying out. And it's so hard to distinguish yourself from all these people. As it is, it's hard to distinguish yourself from like, hey, you know, this is where.
Yeah. What did you do?
No, I honestly, like, I didn't want to sell out. Like, people, like, there was different rounds, and I made it past the first round, and I got into the second round. But the second round was to, like, it was very unorganized on the radio station's part, because they didn't know, like, you literally saw them on stage at some point, like, conjugating, like, going like, okay, what are we going to make them do next? What's going to be?
Oh, like they didn't have a plan for you.
They didn't have a plan for it. And so the second round was to get, it was like my audience, like clap, like, you know, whatever, like, you know.
So did you do material?
No, I didn't do material because they were just saying, do an intro or see how you could get the crowd, see how you would get the crowd, clapping and going, whatever. And everybody that moved on did the clap it up if you're from Hialeah, clap it up if you're from, and then, you know,
local reference.
Yeah, they were all doing that, and they were
who
all
loves beer?
Some, well, here's the thing, some people did that, but the most people did, like, they were doing, started doing booty dancing and just shaking their, like, acting a fool. And there were some people that worked at the radio station that after somebody would do, like, a dance, they were like, all right, you just danced and you got people to cheer, but this is for a radio.
Yeah. You have to use your mouth and words and sounds.
And the very next guy coming up did the same thing, got moved on. And I refused to do that. I refused to be
the booty dancing?
Yeah, I refused to do any of that.
Why were they moving these people on?
Because they got audience reaction. They got the most audience reaction.
They didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
They didn't know what the fuck they were doing. And then I was like, so I didn't move on after that round. But I was just like, it would have been cool if you guys would have sat down and gave a hard interview. Like everybody has different personalities, and see how you deal with somebody giving you shit answers or one word answers. Like,
right.
Like that would have been like, and this is me. I remember thinking this on the spot. I remember me thinking about this. I'm like, You guys should probably do this. This would probably be.
You should have said that. It's like, what do we? You guys, like, you should have just told them what to do with their contest.
Yeah.
Like, you should be like, why don't you do this? Do I have to do everything?
About yeah, like, I don't.
Like, you'd be the dick, be the asshole, you know, like, because that's not bad in that situation. Yeah. That's something.
But, so that was awful. That radio, hey, and I would love to be, I would love to work radio now. I would love to work, but I'm like, I'm not.
Radio is kind of a tricky business, bro. There's no real ratings in it anymore. Yeah, unless you're,
I'm fine. It wouldn't even be like, I know the golden age of radio, so to speak, has long gone, and there's no, but there are people making like six figures.
Yeah. Like, but they've been doing it forever. That's what this is, bro. This is the future of radio. This is the
future of radio.
I'm jumping on it
right now. So if you own a company and you want to advertise, I will sell my soul for anything.
You'll be sponsored by whoever.
Yes.
We're not picky.
Did you go to the movies last week?
No, I did not. But I was watching. All right, this is nerd out area, another area of nerding out. But
really, more so than Ninja Turtles and Batman the Animated Series.
Well, I started watching Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I tried that once.
Yeah.
I saw like one and a half episodes and I'm like,
I for someone who likes other sci-fi things, I'd rather just go watch the other sci-fi thing again. Like, I'd rather go watch Firefly again. I know there's more, like Battlestar Galactica is like this really long. Like, that's my dream acting job, is to get on one of those sci-fi shows that lasts like 10 years and the conventions and everybody loves it. Like, there's a huge cult thing.
So I would not
want to. I want that so bad. Like, one of those shows that you work forever, you get to.
Oh, I want to work for everything. I just don't want to have to. I don't want to have to.
Like, go to a con?
Go to a. Not as that. Like,
I'm totally down for that.
Here's what I want. Here's what I would love. I would love a sitcom that runs forever. So I wouldn't mind forever being known as a friend. From
Good
Friends or Frasier or some shit like that, where it ran forever. But I can't see myself where the only thing I could ever get is as that character.
No. I wouldn't. But here's the thing: is like, let's say you get a sci-fi show that you work every day and you have and you like it. Like, let's say it's a good show.
Right.
What more do you like? That's awesome. That's
I just
great.
Don't want. I just don't want.
You to can not, always continue to work and do other things.
Yeah, but I don't want to, because what happens to a lot of those guys is they go to the cons.
They get stuck.
They go to the cons because they can only get recognized as that character.
Yeah,
and
well,
it's one of those things where they can only that, and they have to go because it's a shitload of money that they throw at them.
Yeah, they give them a lot.
So
of
they
money.
Have to go to these conventions and.
I would like. I just gets, like
that's the definition of like getting. Pigeonholed and getting like your typecast.
Yeah, but I worked for 20 years on a show and
no show doesn't last 20
I know
years. Stop
I,
it.
To Simpsons, but let's say you work like you get like a solid foundation, but if I would have by then I should have a ton of money saved up to go do whatever the fuck I want, make my own movie, you know what I mean, like write my own thing, who gives a shit, you know, and then and but like that, having that work, that would be the dopest. But So for me, I started thinking about that. And I was like, oh, I should watch Battlestar Galactica because it fits right in. Like,
right.
That's one of those things. And I started watching it. And I'm just like, there's like a lot of military stuff going on. And then the whole time I was like, I'll just watch. Let me watch Top Gun again because there's like a lot of space fighting.
Right.
And I'm like, I'll just watch Top Gun again. That's military with jets and shit.
Gay. Yeah.
Talk
about liberal.
Yeah. Are we going to start doing that?
No, I'm just saying.
Are we going to keep going?
Go ahead, continue.
But I know I can. And I'm starting to watch it now. But and Game of Thrones, I'm hooked on Game of Thrones. So if I've spent any free time, it's not been to go to the movies. It's been to watch fucking Game of Thrones.
It's been to watch free shit, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but it's good. Like, it's good free shit. Like, it's really
good.
Well,
you got into how many episodes did you get into Battlestar Galactica?
Two.
Yeah, that's probably why.
Well, I'm not done. I was watching that before I came over here.
That's as far as I got. And I'm like, I can't. And the only reason I wanted to get into it was because I saw I don't know what else to call it. It was a half hour tribute that all these celebrities that love the show were talking about how great the show was.
Really?
At the end, yeah, when the show ended.
Oh.
They did, and it wasn't like done by the show. It doesn't seem as if it was. It just seems as if Seth Green was there. The detective captain from one of the Law and Orders was there. The black lady.
Oh yeah,
and the detective, the black detective from the original Law and Order, not SVU or anything from the original.
Not
Law
Ice-T.
Right.
I forget his name. I know exactly who you're talking about.
So they were real big fans. They had all these celebrities that were huge fans of the show, and they talk about how they did the show once before. Or it was a mini series. It was a mini series before, and then when they did the whole full fledged TV show. I don't know. So they were talking about really like the way they were excited about it. Got me to like, oh man, I want to watch this. And I got to like an episode and a half, and I was like, I don't
know. Have you ever had the, it's that experience when someone's like telling you about their most favorite thing in the world. Like they love it to death. And then you see it and you're just like, oh, how do I tell them that it's not good? You know, like,
yeah,
like I just don't care. You know, like, oof. like with Firefly, I tell people that I fucking love Firefly. I love that show. But they're so like,
Sheldon
Cooper.
Yeah.
From Big Nerd Face.
Uh-huh.
But it's true. Like they, like I love that show, but everyone is justified in saying it only lasted 14 episodes. It's weird. It ended abruptly. There's like, you never really get resolution. The movie is weird. And then I'm like, yeah, I understand. But I fucking love it. I was like, I just look at Daddy. I was like, yes, I get it. All of that. You're correct. But I fucking love it.
There's a movie.
Yeah. It's called Serenity. It came out in 2005. It was a kind of like the wrap up of that show, which is kind of a big deal considering that the show got canceled. And then someone greenlit a big budget movie.
It was Joss Whedon.
Joss Whedon was, but that's before he was Avengers Joss Whedon. He was Buffy Angel.
That's still huge.
It's big, yeah.
that was before he was massive. He was just
huge. But Buffy and Angel were like nerd shows. They were technically like cult shows. Like,
yeah, but they were cult shows that went on forever. And Angel went on for 5 seasons. We've talked about this. I've seen every episode of Angel.
But even then, like that's another show. Imagine if you would have landed a show like Angel. If I would have been one of the random dudes that was one of the ensemble cast on Angel. That's the best. Yeah. That would have been awesome.
Seth Green, yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm telling you, I tried, going back to that show. So I went to watch it. I saw about an episode and a half. And I don't know if I just didn't give it
enough time,
or I don't even know if I gave those episodes that I watched. I don't even know if I gave that a fair shake because I think I was like laying down. I think I was like dozing off and shit.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't think I even gave that a fair chance. Every once in a while, especially when a reference will come up, like on another TV show, like Big Bang. You watch Big Bang, and then they make a reference to Battlestar Galactica. I'm like, man, I really want to. Maybe I should go back and get.
It's like I should like this. Like I should be into this.
Yeah.
You know, and. So I got to give it a nudge. Maybe it's like, my friend was telling me about the show Vikings that's on the History Channel.
Okay.
That it's like supposed to be the real life Vikings, but told through like this. It's like supposed to be like
rape and pillage.
Well, I didn't get to that part because I started watching. I watched the first two episodes and I'm like, man, it's so slow. They're like, I can feel them setting something up. But it's just so slow. I'll wait till the whole season's over, and then I'll just watch it all in one shot where I can skip through, you know. And my friend's like, it's like episode, it's already like later on. Like I think it's almost done already for the first season. But he says like right around episode 4, he's like, that's when they start the pillaging and the raping and the invading of the countries. And I'm like, oh, man, okay, I'm
right
in.
Right when you stop.
Right when I stop, well, like, damn it.
That's what happens with me in every show. Like every show that I'm like, I got. Like Dexter, I got through like 3-4 episodes, and like episode 5 was the greatest. Yes. I'm like, sorry.
No, Dexter, my friends and I, we watch it together.
I almost got in a fist fight recently with a dude in the movie theater.
Really?
They asked me to fill out a Nielsen.
Yeah, like one of those
surveys. Like, to watch. I had to watch a preview.
Right.
A trailer, and then what I thought about it, or like, you know, are you more or less willing to go see this movie
because based on the trailer and all that shit? Yeah. I've had to do. They set up boot kiosks where you have to watch it.
Right. So I'm like, I'll do this, and then they go, what TV shows do you watch? And you know, when somebody asks you that out of nowhere, you just draw a blank. I know I watch a shitload.
I watch a lot of television.
Like I should be able to fucking answer this.
Yeah.
And so I was like, and then if you line up the three most popular shows right now, and you say, and I don't watch them. Game of Thrones, no. Dexter, no. Like it was like, and I forgot what the other one was, but there was like a few that he was like, what the fuck do you watch?
CSI.
Yeah. And but when he said Dexter, I go, oh, yeah, right, bro. That's fucking weak. Like, I told a guy, like, it was a kid. So I'm like, I'm talking to him. I'm not talking to him.
He was the guy? He was the guy giving you the service?
It was the guy at the movie theater. Yeah, it was a kid at the movie theater.
Oh.
And, you know, and he was like, so he was trying to help me out.
He was working.
Yeah.
He was throwing you suggestions.
Yes. Yes.
And then you said, Dexter.
I said, Dexter. I was like, yeah, right. This fucking show's overrated.
And he said,
that show's overrated. And he goes, and he just gave me that sigh, like, he can't say shit because he's working. I'm like, yeah, bro, that's always overrated. And he goes, nah, I don't want to fucking talk about this. He literally said, I don't want to fucking talk about this right now. And I was like,
wow.
Are you fucking kidding me right now? I'm like, dude, that show sucks dick. How about that?
Were you?
Just like, I'm just like, yeah, that show sucks dick. And I was with my wife and she was watching another preview. So she hasn't even heard the story. But I was like, that show sucks dick. How about that? And he was like, okay. Like, he didn't, like, he was clearly like, making an effort to not
let's move on,
lose his
sir.
Job. Yeah, like, to not lose his job. Yeah. Like, all right. But I was like,
were you egging him on, or do you really think it's that bad?
No. The first one, I go, nah, it's overrated. This is what I said. I go, nah. He goes, did you watch? He goes, oh, what about Dexter? I go, nah, it's overrated. And then he rolled his eyes and went,
and then, so that's when
he gave
you
me
like,
a low, like, I don't know if you could, I don't know if the mic is catching it.
Yeah, but a low whispering
low
hiss.
Yeah.
Like a,
yeah. Right. And then I said, oh, come on, it is overrated. And he goes, I don't want to fucking talk about this. Something like that. Something to that extent. But he said, fuck. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? Like,
so you got mad at him for saying that?
No, I got
or
mad.
Or were you like, I'm going to fuck with him?
No, I'm with that. The second time, I was like, yeah, I'm going to fuck with him now. Now I'm going to, yeah, it's totally fine.
I'm going to pick a fight with a teenager.
Yeah. Right. High teens. 18,
still,
19.
Still. Fine. Why are you picking a fight over Dexter?
He was molestable. Totally fine. It's totally fine.
Oh,
it was
goodness.
Acceptable. No, anyway, so I haven't. So I don't know.
So you got, and then he was just like,
no, that's it. He just did. I dropped it off at the thing when he was like, he wasn't even the one giving me the questioning. It was another girl, and she.
Oh, so he was chiming in.
Yeah, he was chiming in to give me. She was like, I don't know, what other TV shows are there? And she pulled in.
And then he starts saying something, and you're like, oh, I watched that show, Interrupting Asshole Movie Employee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that show. That show's my favorite. Interrupting Asshole Movie Employee, Movie Theater Employee.
Mm.
Yeah.
Good times. Good times.
I love that show. Oh, you don't watch Dexter? No. I watch the show where you're a cunt rag. See, I can get into fights too.
Yeah. Well, you pick fights more than I do. Way more than I do.
Yeah.
You're like quick to like get into a fight. You know,
I'm quick to say to when people are being like stupid, like to shut them down. And
yeah,
then people always want to fight.
We've talked about them. You know, stories on the podcast where you with other comics at open mics are be flat out like, yeah, fuck you, like you suck. You, I can't believe you.
Oh, that kid.
Yeah. And then at the Marlin game, where we were like, oh, there's a line. Yeah, we were in it.
Yeah,
like, Mike just comes up out of nowhere. There were supposed to be two lines, we thought were two lines.
There were two lines,
and then,
visually.
Yeah, and then when the line starts moving, right? There apparently was only one line because only one person,
and nobody said anything. And so I was standing there, and then I hear from behind me somewhere someone says, "Yeah, there's a line," and I'm like, "I know we were in it."
Yeah. Like very,
and then I turned around and looked to see who said it. I said that before I saw who said it, because I was like, I hate that shit. When all of a sudden, like, because the people who were running the desk at the Marlins game were not doing a good job of organizing.
Unorganized.
Yeah,
really?
Very
Marlins
disorganized.
Unorganized. That's,
yeah, very disorganized.
No,
and
doesn't
so
sound like the Marlins I know.
So I was standing, but I'm like, I'm not getting in that whole line because these people fucked up, and you're standing behind me. So that means you got there after I got there. So don't you fucking tell me that I wasn't in line.
Oddly enough, when somebody goes, yeah, there's a line, I was like about to go, oh, fuck, and just like walk back to the back of the line. And then I hear Mike, yeah, we were in it. And I was
we were in it.
And so I felt like that. Like that woman who's being like, I don't want any trouble, but I'm with my man and I gotta I gotta back him up in any which way I can. Like, it was one of those things where, you know, you've seen
come
that
sit next to me.
You
come
see,
sit next
yeah,
to me.
You see where the girl is like, let's just go. Let's just, come on. Let's just.
No, we were here. No, baby, just, we were here.
Let's just, come on, stop it.
No, we're gonna get these fucking bands and we're gonna fucking
don't
eat hot
do
dogs.
This again.
No. Let's get me out of this line.
Come on.
Move me. Yeah, put your hands on me. Yeah. Put your hands on me one time.
Stop it. Why are you always embarrassed me?
Baby, I'm doing this so that we can eat. I'm doing this so we can eat. I'm just for you, I'm doing this. See why you made me so angry? I love you.
yeah, that's what I felt like. I was like, oh my god, this is awful.
Yeah, yeah.
Like clutching my pearls, like, oh my god.
You weren't expecting that.
I wasn't expecting somebody to be like, oh, there's a lot. It all happened so quickly that I didn't have time to register.
Yeah.
That, first of all, I didn't even know that they were talking to you.
Yeah.
Or me, for that matter.
Well, you didn't realize what went down.
I was like, what? What happened? And then as I'm still trying to figure out, like, who said it, and then to who, as I'm still trying to figure that out, Mike, yeah, we were in it. Like, very, like, yeah. Like, fuck you. Like, well, I'm ready to fight. And I'm like,
not ready to fight. Just stand my ground.
You said it very.
I said it aggressively. But aggressively. It's never to start a fight. It's to kind of assert a dominant position where it's like, yeah. I'm fully aware of the situation. I need no more details from you. So shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know what's going on. that's the whole situation.
That was a very...
I know.
Yeah. So
I have it in me sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen you a couple of times. So you have it more so than I just want to, you know, like in that situation in the movie, I just want to fuck with a kid. Just fuck that. Fuck him.
You should have just found out, like, no, like, what do you watch? What do you watch? And then he's like, oh, I watched Dexter. And you're like, yeah. And then it's like, no, but I, and then what else do you watch? What else? Game of Thrones. And you're like, Game of Thrones? The fucking Knights and Dragons bullshit? Yeah. What, do you play Dungeons and Dragons too? You fucking nerd. Get out of here.
And the guy, get out of here while I walk away with my Flash t-shirt. Oh, shit.
Sharks versus nerds. The never-ending struggle.
Then you get a couple of blades, a couple all the strengths, none of the weaknesses.
A couple of blades, the nerd blade.
That's what I feel as I feel as if I'm a hybrid. I feel as if I'm
nerd blade.
Yeah, I feel as if I am.
But you have nerd weaknesses too, though.
Yeah,
yeah.
I also have jock weaknesses because I can't actually play anything.
So you're not blade. You're.
But I like all of it.
Right, 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 right.
I just I'm the hybrid in the sense of that I like it all and I can have a
right. Yeah, you have the, you have yeah, yeah, yeah. The your
I don't have nerd weaknesses. Not like a not like a I'm not I don't have asthma.
No, no, not that. That's not well. That's a
that, I know, a hereditary weakness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I know plenty of jocks and dumbasses that have asthma.
Why they gotta be dumbasses?
Because I'm talking about anti nerds, smart or nerdy people. The jocks and the dumbasses.
Why
are
the jocks got to be nerd? Why are the jocks got to be dumb?
No, or dumbasses.
Okay.
That yeah, like the stoners or whatever. Although that would be a bitch if you have asthma and you smoke weed. That would be the best.
Does that even work?
Yeah. No, I mean, you cough up a lung, but, you know, like you take a hit
that's
off
gotta
of
be
a joint
tremendous...
and then a puff off of your asthma inhaler.
That's...
yeah. Like, wah, wah, wah. Like... And then, I'm better now.
I'm good.
I'm right. So high on both of these medications.
Dude, there was a on this past week on ESPN's Outside the Lines, did a whole episode of on Sundays they do. I don't know if you ever watch Outside the Lines.
Yeah,
on sports on ESPN.
On Jeff Loria?
Yeah, on the Marlins.
Yeah.
And the whole Jeff man, they shitted on Jeff Loria.
I bet. Yeah, they should.
It was great.
I didn't watch it. I actually have it saved on my I have a feed thing that it puts on the news feed stuff, and I saw on the ESPN blog that they had it, a link to it there, so I saved that. It's up to watch later.
Dude, it's great. I was watching it, and my wife was, as we're watching and getting ready to leave, my wife was like, record this. I'm like, yes, good.
Yes, yeah, record this. Good.
Yeah, they shitted on Loria so dirty.
Yeah, I mean, He's bad. He's bad for baseball.
Apparently, he did the same thing to the Expos. He used to own the Expos, and he ran them out of town. That they are now the Washington Nationals. And they ran. I didn't know he was the former owner of the Expos.
Great.
And he ran.
Great. So who decided to let him do this?
Yes. Thanks.
Who was the one that made that choice?
Commissioner. Thanks. Yeah. Like, hey, this guy ran one team out of a city.
Jeez.
What should we do? Well, he wants to buy another team. Sure. Sure. Is it on a steady market? Is it in a steady market that he wants to buy? No. It's Miami. Yes, let's do that.
Yeah.
Allow him to buy fucking move a team. Jesus Christ.
I know, it's stupid.
But it was a great...
But yeah, no, I mean, I want to see it. I read things about it, and I saw some tweets about it. That's why I was like, oh, shit. And then I'm going to watch it at some point this week.
That was great. Good times.
Good times. Sort of.
Well, anything that bashes Loria.
Yeah, it's a good time.
You know, good times.
For me. Good times.
Good times. All right,
so we can do
old school picks.
Old school picks.
Going back to last week, did you watch any of last week's?
Hey, man, Back to the Beach is entirely watchable.
Yes.
Really enjoyable.
I saw more than half the movie on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I just had to leave. It wasn't a matter of like, oh, I can't take this anymore. It was a matter of like, I had shit to do.
But there's a million cameos from like, it's like basically the one of those beach movies that like, it's like that whole genre. It's almost like a spoof of those movies, like making fun of it. And even then, you tweeted me the intro of that movie.
Yeah.
Is awesome. It's so...
It really is.
It was way better. I picked it last week. Annette Funicello passed away, so I was like, oh, well, that's the last thing I remember. And I remembered that movie. And it's, man, held up solid. The music in it... Bro, they had... Because it's a musical, right? They have some musical numbers.
Musical-ish.
They have, like, musical numbers. And they have one like Dick Dale and Stevie Ray Vaughan, which are like amazing guitar legend surf rock people. Then they have them doing like weird, goofy Annette, you know, like songs like from the 60s beach movies.
Right, right.
Then they had Pee Wee Herman doing the Surfing Bird.
That was great.
But it's Pee Wee Herman. My brain hurt. Like, I was like, what am I? What is going on? This is the so best. Gilligan appears. Maxwell Smart, the guy who played Madonna Adams, played Maxwell Smart is in it. There's some funny writing in it. Like, it was pretty clever. And you get to see Aunt Becky in a bikini like 90% of the movie. God. Young Aunt Becky.
God. I'll take old Aunt Becky.
I'll take, yeah, any Aunt Becky. Becky
right now.
And Aunt Becky of any variety. I will take. But it was like, man, this movie was, I was having so much fun watching it. Not just because I was surprised, but because, man, it's just good. Like, it was really fun. And it's very, like, incredible. It came out in 1990 or no.
I think so, maybe.
Something like that. Like, right at the end of the 80s when it was like the super 80s.
And everybody, I saw a couple of t-shirts in the movie of like Born, Life's a Beach.
Yeah.
Those shirts. I had a couple of those shirts. Life's a
Beach. It was just that was a great like encapsulated thing that I remember.
Well, you see, if you like, there's no reason why. You see why when I told you about Mannequin 2, you're like, this is great. I'm like, no, there's no reason you should not like this movie.
Yeah. I still haven't seen it, but
I know you haven't. You're a disappointment.
I'm such a disappointment.
You are. You don't watch movies until, like, I have to, like, beg you. I'm like, you gotta, it's a fucking good,
I got so much other movies to think. I got at least three new movies every week to watch for the old school picks.
But this was an old school pick and you didn't watch it.
I know, but I couldn't watch it. I've watched the other ones.
You only watch yours.
Did you watch
Field of Dreams?
Field of Dreams? No, I didn't watch Darkman.
Watch your movies.
Well, I watched Life's a Beach because of the three, that is the most old school picky of the three. Field of Dreams, I've seen a bunch of times.
Well, Darkman is, they're both very old school picky.
They're both, yeah. I saw Darkman. Darkman really holds up. Like, I was.
It didn't hold up then. It was a shit movie then.
No, man, it's like.
I didn't like it as a kid. I remember thinking this movie's not good.
Well, just because you didn't like it doesn't mean you didn't make any money. I mean,
I'm not saying it didn't make any money. I said it didn't hold up.
I went on the Wikipedia and I looked it up. Because, man, Liam Neeson, what the hell's her name? The girl from
Fargo. I didn't even know Liam Neeson was in it.
Liam Neeson is Darkman.
I know. Obviously, the moment you mention his name, I'm not going to go, who was he?
Yeah. But the movie, it was okay. So Sam Raimi, he was trying to make a Batman movie. He was trying to make a like superhero movie, and he couldn't get licensing. He couldn't get rights or whatever. So he convinced Universal to let him create his own kind of superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he came up with this whole story of I dug it. It's a good movie, and not even kid eyes. Like, it was really, really solid. The story was good. There's a lot of good plot twists. The concept of the fact that he has this skin that he can only wear
for a certain amount of time,
and then he starts mimicking.
I remember that from when I was a kid.
Yeah, because then at one point he's doing a science experiment on the skin that he's supposed to heal burn victims, and then the power goes out. And then it passes the time and it's like, oh, it's not disintegrating. It must be because it's photosensitive. Quote unquote, dark man.
Uh-huh.
And then it was like, I thought it was solid, man. It was pretty, really good.
Would you say Sam Raimi's best?
No.
You still like Evil Dead better?
No, Evil Dead is great, but it's not like a good movie. I'd have to see all of his stuff. Some stuff that Sam Raimi did, I forgot that he did.
Well, that he directed? He hasn't directed much. He directed the Oz movie. Spider-Man 3. He directed all those Spider-Man movies.
Right.
The one with Tobey Maguire. Oh, he directed a really good one that I have as an Oscar pick, so I don't want to give that
I'm telling you, he's got some good stuff on the
list.
But
he directed The Quick and the Dead, which was the
I worst love that movie.
Piece of shit.
I love it. I love The Quick and the
Kid
Dead.
Movie. Kid Eyes.
I love it. I'll watch it now.
No way.
I'll watch it now.
No way.
I love that
one. I'll pay you $10 if you're able to sit through the movie.
I'll watch it right now. I watched it like a month ago.
No way.
I swear.
You were able to sit through that movie a month ago.
Chris Kringle, be my witness.
And you thought it was good.
And I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Oh, fuck
out. The part where he gives the gun to the little girl and he makes, and she's like, oh, goodness. And she's like, just squeeze on back on the tree. And he, bam, shoots the motherfucker in the head. Gary Sinise, Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah, yeah.
Gets shot in the head.
Yeah, that's one of those, the fan movies where, like, Robert De Niro and Wesley Snipes and Martin Scorsese, you go, there's no reason this movie should not be good.
Yeah.
That's a Quick and the Dead.
Spotted horse cannot be killed by a bullet. I love that shit. And then Ace, the guy that she's like, I heard you blew off a little girl's fingers. You know what it
is? They were trying to do...
I love that
movie. They were trying to do a wink to all the spaghetti westerns.
Yeah.
But it was like... overbearingly, it was one of those like, hey, this was, remember when they used to do these type of like shots? The cinematography is really what killed me.
It was made to be like they cheesy. Shot the old one. But, not cheesy, but like a throwback to the way they did it. It wasn't cheesy then. It's not cheesy now.
It wasn't cheesy. Yes, it was. I think it was cheesy when The Quick and the Dead came out.
That's my old school pick. I'm making that my pick. Oh, The Quick and the Dead. I love that movie.
Good.
And I want you to fucking watch it.
I saw this movie like 8 months ago.
And you didn't like it?
I fucking hated it.
With Leo DiCaprio.
Yes.
And Leonardo DiCaprio. Gene Hackman?
Are you aware that Sharon Stone is a producer in the movie? And I knew this before I saw the movie. Sharon Stone is a producer in the movie. And she took a pay cut because she handpicked Leo DiCaprio. She goes, I need him in the movie.
Right.
And this is before Leo was Leo.
As the kid. Yeah, he was just the kid on Growing Pains.
Yeah. So, I knew that going into the movie. I knew this whole backstory or whatever. But it is so
I have a couple
Gene
people that
plays
love
a great bad guy. But then again, he always plays a great
he
bad
plays
guy.
A good. Russell Crowe does. He plays a good.
I'm telling you, the reason I hate this movie is because of the cinematography. That's the reason why I hate this movie. I would go as far as the cinematography and the directing.
The telephone. Well, I mean, that's kind of very close, really related. Yes. But they like they would do though. Like the shots of like the eyes and then they go back.
Yes, yes, yes.
I love all that stuff. It was just such a good tribute to the.
It's not to me. It was a. It's it when it was. It's like if somebody did the shot of like a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away type of. You know that shot with a
people
word,
do that shit all the time.
Isn't it shit when somebody else does it?
Well, they don't do the exact same call. Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying.
It's a spoof.
If they were to do that exact same shot in a movie,
that's an entirely different thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's a genre. It's a whole genre.
Star Wars isn't a genre. First of all,
there's a lot of Star Wars fans that are pissing you right now.
No, it's not. Star Wars isn't a genre. The genre that Star Wars is in is a sci-fi movie.
Right.
Star Wars is its own
Westerns. They were that way. They were shot that way because of the time that they were in.
The limited technology that they had. Yeah.
And doing it in an era where you have more technology to not... And again, I don't mean more technology.
So you're saying Hitchcock
CGI.
Movies suck?
No.
Because that's why he did all the way... he came up with that whole zooming, like a dolly move.
I don't think Hitchcock movies suck because when Hitchcock did it, it wasn't...
People still do that though. But they still do those same camera tricks now.
That cinematography was fucking awful.
I just think you don't like the movie. But
no, that's not true. I like.
You can't say it's not. You can't say it's bad.
Yes, I can.
You cannot say it's bad.
Sure.
No, you can't. This is the whole opinion being fact thing again.
No, it's bad.
I like this movie. It's not a bad movie.
No, it's an awful movie.
It's not an awful movie.
I don't know.
It's your personal opinion.
Sharon Stone's acting is awful.
But she's not good in any movie.
Exactly. Sharon Stone's acting is awful. You got two bright star. You got two bright silver linings in this awful movie, right? You have Gene Hackman and you have Russell Crowe.
Right.
That's pretty much it.
Even Leo DiCaprio is great. I love his character. The Swedish guy.
He's not. He's not. I'm not. He's not a. He's not definitely not a a negative thing.
So the only thing you don't like about that movie
is a big part of the fucking movie, the cinematography. That's a huge part. Yeah, that's a huge part of a movie.
But that doesn't mean that it's bad. That means that you don't like it. That style of shooting.
We're going back to this mentality of like what I.
Yeah, what and you're wrong on this. You're wrong. You're wrong.
All right. Me and my wife were laughing at this movie at some point. We were like, "Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah,
this is shit."
That well, it's you guys have your opinion. And the rest of the world.
I think you watch it with kid eyes, and I think you watch it with like, oh yeah, the story is decent. I like the story. I like the whole she's getting even and she's getting
She's getting back. Revenge.
I like that.
There's a whole the whole tournament.
I think
the black guy that he's the shootist.
The tournament is cool. I think the flashback was forced.
With the girl?
Yeah.
Well, of course.
I think it was forced. I think there was a way of retelling what happened without. Making it a flashback.
You could have put that tension with the little blonde kid, the blind kid with the bullets, where he has to feel for the right bullet, throw it to Russell Crowe, and he gets it, bam, and he shoots him.
Yeah.
There's the whole shootout at the end where they blow up the clock.
I know the movie.
Man, the movie's great.
No.
The movie is fan-fucking-tastic. No. When that guy, he's like...
Do you think that movie's better than Darkman?
But I already like the movie. You don't like it.
But you like Darkman.
Yeah, Darkman was
good. Which one do you think is better?
I like Quick and the Dead better. Okay. I love that.
And I'm not watching Darkman. All right. So that's I stand by that.
Yeah.
I'm not watching Darkman.
You should watch Darkman.
Even though Darkman is ranked higher by IMDb, but whatever.
IMDb rankings are bullshit. You got to go around tomatoes, and even that's bullshit.
No, I don't think IMDb rankings are bullshit. I don't think I don't agree with them in the exact in the sense of like Darkman, for example, got a 6.4. All right, which is pretty high.
Yeah.
So. I don't believe in the actual score, but I do believe that if one movie gets a 6.4 and the other one gets a 3, there's a pretty good reason why.
Quick and the Dead has a 3.
No.
How much does a Quick and the Dead have?
It's in a 6.
Yeah.
I remember that.
They're good movies.
Okay. If I didn't like Quick and the Dead and you think Darkman is not as good as Quick and the
Dead, it's a different movie. That's like saying...
Yes, I know they're different movies. That's the whole point of comparing them is they're different movies. If you're going to compare the same movie, that'd be pretty shitty.
I get it, yeah.
You like Darkman or Darkman?
No.
Well, that'd be pretty shitty competition. That'd be a pretty shitty conversation.
Yes, that's a ridiculous claim to make. What I'm talking about is that if you're comparing something that you already say you don't like to something you haven't seen, of course, you're going to be like, oh, well, if Mike likes that and it's bad and I think it's terrible, then his opinion is suspect. But it's you have to watch it your own. Maybe what if you like it? We like some of the same things, but we disagree on this. Quick and the Dead is good. It's my pick.
Okay.
And I like it. And
6.3.
Same exact fucking score.
Strong. If I didn't like 6.3 and Quick and the Dead.
You're doing the same thing like 100 calories of sugar versus 100 calories of steak. Like it's still 100 calories, man. Still 100
That's
calories.
A horrible example.
No, because it's completely two different, completely different things with the same value.
I don't understand why you keep bringing up this. Like you've done this before in past episodes. You've gone, there's two different movies. Yeah, we fucking get it. They're two different movies.
So you can't compare them directly.
Yes, you can.
I like them both.
Yes, you can. You could say I like this one better for a comedy, or I like this one better. They're both action movies.
I've seen. Quick and the Dead. I go to Quick and the Dead. I go back to that like pretty frequently. I watch it a bunch.
God.
Yeah. I'm sorry you have such a closed mind that you can't experience.
I don't have a closed mind. That's bullshit. I just don't like the movie. How is that having a closed mind and saying I haven't seen it ever and I don't want to see it because it's awful. That's having a closed mind.
Like what you just said about Darkman.
I saw it 8 months ago. I've seen Darkman before. I just saw it as a kid. I just didn't like it as a kid.
Yeah.
Granted, as a kid, I only wanted to see superheroes, so I don't like
all the talk.
The character build up. Like get to the fucking
fly. Yeah, okay, then what does he do?
What does he do?
What does he do? He
has bad skin?
He has bad skin. He pretends to be other people. Oh, but like he doesn't fly. Like he doesn't make those people fly or turn them into zombies? No? All right.
Well, that's what I was watching. That's the same thing goes for when I was a kid watching Teen Wolf. I'm like, just get to the fucking wolf. Turn into a wolf. I just want you to turn into a wolf already. I'm not here for fucking character development and who you want to take to the prom. Get to the fucking bar.
So, excuse me, can you wolf out or wolf it, wolf in, up?
Whatever.
However you have to do. Turn, all right, that would be great.
Turn, not turn, whatever. Anyways, so I reject your idea of, it's two different movies. Yeah. It's the whole fucking point.
But
you can compare them.
But it's still a good movie.
It's not a good movie.
You just, all right, opinion. You stick to that whole that your opinion is fact thing.
No, that's
you
not.
You hang
no,
on
no.
to that,
and
man.
This one is not. This one is not the case.
This it, one is a, it's you don't like it.
It's I don't like it. That's, right. It's, I don't think it's a good movie, and I don't like it. That's fine.
But The Quick and the but Dead.
For you,
is,
for you, this, I'm talking about The Quick and the Dead. For you to tell me that I'm close-minded because I don't.
I
like
was
it.
Being facetious.
Yeah, right, but when I say that the movie is not, when I say Star Wars is not good because I saw it after the technology and the thing, it's no longer groundbreaking to me. That's a fact.
It's not groundbreaking anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
But
so
it's still good.
I can't appreciate a movie for being groundbreaking when if when I see
but it's still
it,
good
it's groundbreaking.
It's still good.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, that's fine. You're entitled.
Yes, I am entitled.
So what's your pick?
I thought I made this pick already. I don't know why it's not. Let me see here. Let me see here. What did you pick?
Mine was The Quick and the Dead.
Oh, you picked shit. All right. I'm going to go with a comedy and, well, an intentional comedy, not The Quick and the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with an intentional comedy and pick City Slickers.
Oh, that's a good pick.
Yeah.
That's a good comedy. I like that one.
Yeah. You see what I did there? Pick good movies.
Yeah. So did I. It's funny how we both did that.
Really?
Yeah.
You picked The Quick and the Dead.
No, I did. It's great.
So I don't get it.
Yeah.
You picked The Quick and the Dead.
No, we both picked things that we think are great.
Mm. You, oh, God, Jesus. You think The Quick and the Dead is great.
Yeah.
That's a whole other level of, like, amazing that
it's know, entirely enjoyable.
I love Gene Hackman in that movie, though. But then again, I don't think I've ever seen Gene Hackman in something I didn't love him in.
I know. It's hard to think. Maybe, like...
Fucking hey,
it's hard to watch
jury,
the old
duty, the juror.
It's hard to watch the old Superman.
The jury or the jury?
The
duty?
Juror. The
no, juror is Demi Moore.
Demi Moore.
Jury duty. It has to be jury duty.
No, jury duty is a Pauly Shore movie. Runaway Jury.
Runaway Jury. There, damn, he was great in that.
Yeah.
Very similar characters.
To the Pauly Shore movie?
No. Stab yourself. So mine is City Slickers.
City Slickers. That's great. I like that one.
I'm going to go with that one.
That was during the Billy Crystal heyday. The peak of the Billy Crystal career.
Mm.
He was in
Father's Day.
Yeah. That one's bad.
It was awful.
That one I did not like. What?
Rookie sent me an email about he saw G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Oh, yeah?
He sent me, he caught something that I say as part of my act. I'm not going to say it because one, it's part of my act, and two, you haven't seen the movie yet.
So I haven't seen it.
I don't want
to. I'm going to see it this weekend probably.
Rookie, I replied to you. I don't know if you got it because my email was acting up on my phone, so I apologize. But I did reply. I did put that. It was pretty funny. It's good.
I have another listener pick that he recommended. But I was going over in my head, and I don't know if we've done it already. But Xander Ray, one of the local, guys.
Yeah. I don't know him, but
he tweets and he follows the show and stuff like that. We appreciate him listening, but he dropped on me The Page Master.
Well, he did it on the WooBro.
Yeah, page. Yeah. The reason he posted it up is because he was talking to me at the show on Friday, and I was like, man, I don't know if we've picked it already.
No, we have not.
We have not picked it.
No way.
So I don't.
Macaulay Culkin, The Page Master.
Macaulay Culkin, Christopher Lloyd as the librarian.
I never saw it.
You never saw it?
It never interested me as a kid
because it was about reading. Because it was about books.
Touche. Not only that, but I even as a kid, there's certain things that I look for in a preview, and I remember seeing the trailer, and
it
I was
just
like,
didn't catch you.
It just didn't catch.
Yeah,
me.
Yeah. It's
half
a good movie.
Animated. I'm like, it doesn't.
Well, no, at a certain point, it's all animated.
Yeah, and I just felt as if I was like,
they had a video game of that
on the
Super Nintendo that I enjoyed playing, and I've had it.
I feel like most video games that are based on movies suck.
They do suck.
And so I think I remember thinking to myself as a kid. I remember thinking to myself that movie doesn't interest me. And then you know, X amount of time passes by, and they go, "Oh, they have a video game based upon the movie." And they go, "Oh, I was right. That movie's not good." Like I was just one of those.
Oh, really?
I remember thinking like, "There's so few video games based on movies,
right?
That are good."
The Lion King game is actually pretty good.
Pretty decent.
The Disney games. There's a Jungle Book game that's not bad. Aladdin is not bad.
Aladdin was
all
not,
the Disney
I like
games.
I like Aladdin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they had one for the Page Master, and that was it. Was I mean, they're all platform
Karate
games.
Karate Kid for NES.
That one was.
Karate Kid
I couldn't get past
was,
the first level, man.
Karate Kid Part 2 was great.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Whenever you get to the next level in Karate Kid Part 2, on the NES.
You had to break the ice?
You had to break the ice, or you had to catch the flies with the chopsticks.
I have to get
that. Was like, that was one of those things where it was like,
yeah,
while it was loading in the background type of shit.
Or, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, they sell brand new NES systems,
yeah,
that are top loaders. They're like, they're not made by Nintendo, but they're top, and they play like, they have an NES / SNES console that's like $40. I'm like, I want
to. But you need to get the game. The problem is getting the games and still in good condition, like the NES games.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you could find some on eBay. They find, I mean,
certain
ones. But I really, while I was watching Ninja Turtles, I really wanted to play Ninja Turtles game. The NES one.
Because
Super NES one was great too. The arcade one.
Turtles
in Time. That was fucking awesome too. But the original NES, when you had the top view of the sewer and you were going to the sewer.
Yeah, and then you would go to the sewer and it was a side thing. Yeah. And then you could crouch down, and Donatello had the long staff that you could hit people underneath you. Right. All that shit.
That was a great game. I was like, fuck, I'm really.
It was hard as fuck. Like, it got to. That was one of. There's like certain games that are like legendary, like super difficult. Like Mike Tyson's Punch Out is one of them.
Super difficult.
And
I play that shit now as an adult. It's
really. Yeah, I mean, it's probably even harder now that you're not used to the Twitch gaming, you know, like that fast impulse, whatever it is.
You start dodging punches that aren't there.
Like, yeah.
Bah! Son of a bitch!
Yeah, that's like a controller throw.
I hate the fact that they don't call it Mike Tyson's Punch Out anymore. Like, if you get like emulators and stuff like that, it's just called Punch Out.
If you get, you have to get the original.
Apparently, he's a rapist, so they don't
want. No, it was. It's not even about that. It's about licensing.
All right, because they don't want to keep paying him.
Yeah, that was.
I guess that would make sense. I really, honestly, all these years, I thought, oh, he's a rapist, and now you don't want to. Now you take his name off of it. Like, I really thought that for years.
No, but you want to know what's funny? That game came out at the very beginning of Mike. He wasn't Mike Tyson at that point. It was just some Japanese guy who was the programmer who was coming up with a boxing game. He said, we should put a boxer on it. And he, like, Mike Tyson hadn't even won the championship yet. He hadn't even won the...
Bro, I didn't know any of this, yeah.
Yeah. He hadn't even won yet. It was a very astute Japanese programmer that was like, hey, or like a creator of the game that was like, this guy's going places. And they bought out his likeness and they used it and they let him use it for the game. Because Mike Tyson was nobody at that point.
Right.
And then he turned into Mike Tyson.
The Iron Mike.
Iron Mike Tyson, the fucking champion of the world, knocking people out in 3 seconds, you know? And Mike Tyson just did a big show, like a stage show.
Yeah.
A big, like, one man.
Musical.
Is it?
Yeah.
He was singing?
Yeah, he sings it.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
My friend, I got to talk to Bizarro Neri.
I'm pretty sure. I remember hearing it. I was like, hey.
I heard it was like, I thought it was like him talking about his life.
That, yeah, he does that too. Like, it's a
one-man it's a story show. Of his life. Yeah. But that I would have liked to have gone to that. That would have been cool to go to. But yeah, so that's the whole legendary Mike Tyson. TMNT was one of those games that was on that list of.
There's so.
That I was really like damn near
I really
impossible.
Want to get.
And Battletoads. Battletoads was another one.
I never played terrible. Battletoads. I remember.
I had that game.
I just don't remember. I remember the game. I just don't remember playing it.
Yeah.
But then TMNT, man, that fucking game was great. There's a lot of games that. I was just too young, so I never even passed them. I never even completed them. But I really want to.
Yeah.
TMNT also makes an appearance in the movie, the Power Glove movie.
The Wizard. So bad.
The dad gets addicted to video games, and he's playing TMNT.
Wow.
And then his son wakes up, and in the middle of the night, he's like, what are you playing now? And he goes, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And you see on the screen him like, yeah.
That was an old school pick from way back. I gotta watch that one.
The Wizard.
Yeah.
Did we do that pick?
Yeah. I remember picking it because I remember.
Pretty shitty.
Yeah, that one's pretty bad. That's universally
bad.
And the best part of that movie, they never mentioned Nintendo, even though they were the sponsors of the movie.
Really? They never mentioned Nintendo?
If you look, it's like World Video Game Championships. It's not Nintendo or whatever. And they're reading Nintendo Power magazine, but they never call it Nintendo Power. Like,
I was always pissed off as a kid watching that movie going like, really? The fucking Power Glove never comes out? And they had it in the poster.
Yeah.
They had the Power Glove and they never talked about it. But they never used it in the movie. And I remember as a kid being really upset
so
about
mad.
That. Really, I was like, I want to fucking see it. You know, I was thinking, we were talking about this with my friends. I was talking about this. The Power Glove, the idea was great. The follow through for that time.
It was so ahead of its time.
Well, the idea was ahead of its time.
Yeah.
The follow through fucking sucked.
But the idea that you could have a glove interacting with this, that's what Kinect is.
But that's what I was saying. I was like, you know, if they bring that back,
yeah,
with today's technology, they could do that now.
Yeah,
they could actually make it work the way they were advertising it worked, and it didn't work.
Like, yeah, yeah.
That's.
But now, like now, what they're saying is that they don't even need the glove. Like they just don't need to stand in front of. That's what the like you don't need that actual like having things on there.
But that's just.
But it would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like if. What I would, okay, here's, oh, we should design a new power glove right now. What I would want, instead of, you know how the Wii U has the controller and all that stuff, that other bullshit, they should have made the Wii U be the glove with a screen on it.
Right.
That is now interactive or like right-handed or left-handed. And then you, and then that's how you like fire the arrow in Zelda.
Right.
Like you just pull back, it's like a touch screen and you slide back and you point with your hand instead of holding the nunchuck and the Wiimote or whatever you got to do, like that to me would have been the way to create. Like you just put a glove on and you point at the screen and whatnot. That to me would have been a way better idea.
I mentioned that to my friends. They were like, "Oh, the power glove, man, it sucked and it was awful." Like we bought it and we returned it because it was so bad.
I still have in my mom's house a power pad that they used to use for the track and field,
right.
I still have it.
You just get on all fours and you just start pounding with your hand. You just start pounding the circle
You're
running. Like, I'm fucking running.
Yeah, you just hit it with your hands because you can move your hands faster. You're like, oh, I'm going so fast.
I won. Excite Bike used to be one of my favorite games. Yeah, it's fucking great. That's great.
And then I remember my mind was blown when one day my friend came home with one of those like 93 games in one cartridges.
Oh, that's right.
Holy, awesome. They all sucked. It was like they were all like terrible
93 shit games.
Yeah. And like one of them was like Mario Brothers, and then you play that one and that's it.
Yeah. It's still one of the best games of all time, Mario Brothers 3.
I still play it.
Yeah,
every once in a while I'll go back to it.
Anyways, sorry, took you down a path of
nerd hole.
So what was your friend's pick?
The Pagemaster.
Page
Xander.
Xander, right. So we got the Page Master. We got City Slickers.
That's right. We got Page Master, City Slickers.
And shit.
The best movie in the world, The Quick and the Dead.
So we got City Slickers.
It's right up there with Braveheart, man. It's right up there. It's right up there. You know what?
You know, it's funny.
Russell Crowe.
Today's been a full day of trying to troll me with movies. It started off early in the morning with my friends when they talked about the new Superman trailer,
They
put the link on the email thread, my friends, and they put, this is the new Superman trailer that Neri won't watch. They put that.
Yeah, they know you don't want to watch it.
And so I said, wait, was it Quick Enough? And I said, I've already seen it. It's the one with all the static, right? And he said, there's a commercial on TV that I saw that had a bunch of
It was
a General Zod.
Right.
And he said, no, that's a General Zod one.
That's the General Zod threatening. Teaser, yeah.
And so he said, no, this is another trailer. And I go, okay, well, he said, trust me, it's really, you would jizz if you saw this, he said.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, I jizzed at the fucking General Zod trailer, at the General Zod teaser. And he goes, well, if you jizzed at that, you would be twisting your nipples and having a finger up your ass if you saw this one. I was like, is that a good thing?
You're like, maybe I don't want to watch this.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
I'm not into
that. Well, I wasn't. I'm not going to watch it, is my point. They know I'm not going to watch it anyways. Yeah. I have yet to watch any preview for
I know you're holding strong, man.
Because I have so much. So then my other friend said, I predict Neri will see this movie more than he saw Avengers in the theaters. And he will like it best, and he will claim it to be the best superhero movie of all time. And I said to him, well, that's an easy, you're going kind of easy with the prediction.
Right.
It's.
So far, Avengers, right, is the best.
Yes. Superhero movie. This is where the trolls started trying to come in.
Oh, yeah.
And my friend was like, so he sends that email. He says, I predict Neri, blah, blah. Remember where you heard it first? He's going to claim it's the best superhero movie of all time.
Right.
Even better than Avengers. My other friend chimes in and was like, Dark Knight Rises is still better.
And then you were like,
and I was like, no,
I'm not biting.
So I wrote back and I wrote, LOL, that's hilarious. I wrote, LOL, that's hilarious, man. Funny guy. And that's all I put, right? So then Then here comes a tag team. Another guy comes in and says, "The Dark Knight Rises or the Dark Knight, either or Dark Knight Rises or Dark Knight. Either way, it's still better than Avengers." And then everybody started putting, "Yeah, I agree. Yep, I agree." And I was like, "Nah, this is
nice try, guys."
So then I literally put, "Apparently, you guys woke up early this morning and you wanted to go fishing, so that's why you're trolling,
right?"
I'm not. This is not. That's not gonna happen over here. I don't give a fuck. So that's the early morning.
No, but that's movie a different. Troll. They're joking around. I'm being serious when I say that the Quick and the Dead.
It's the same as Braveheart.
Well, between Russell Crowe, Gladiator, and Quick and the Dead, Russell Crowe.
Well, you said Braveheart.
Yeah.
As if, listen to me.
Yeah.
Listen to me entertaining this thought. As if, like, I was like, well, Gladiator, I understand. But
Russell Crowe did just as good in Gladiator as he did in Quick and the Dead.
I don't believe Russell Crowe should have won the Academy Award for Gladiator.
No.
He did, but I don't believe he should.
Who was, there was, yeah.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks in
Castaway.
Right. Yeah, he should have won. That's the biggest.
To me, I was like, that's, I think it's pretty obvious to me. No. I was like, I don't know. It hurt me because Gladiator is one of my favorite movies of all time, but I was like, performance-wise.
Yeah, it's just as good as Quick and the Dead.
Almost.
Mm-hmm.
Almost. Not quite.
Not quite.
Almost. Mm-hmm. Quick and the Dead is just another level. You don't want to compare it to. Like, there's certain movies where you don't even want to try comparing them.
Yeah, you don't.
Because
you don't.
They're different movies.
Right. They're so different. So
it's like Goodfellas, Quick and the Dead, Godfather. You just want to keep those in a certain category. We're like, well, come on. It's obvious.
Yeah. I mean, they're all equally good. It's just they're just different.
They're just different. Yeah. But they're all cinematic masterpieces.
Yes. That's right.
Such shit.
You broke. All right.
I'll be at the Full Out of the Improv this weekend.
Sweet.
So if you're listening to this,
who's the headliner? You know,
Dean Edwards, really funny guy, impressionist. He does.
Oh, yeah.
I've worked with him before. Really nice, very nice, really funny guy.
Sweet.
Haven't been in Full Out of the Improv, I don't think in 2013. I think maybe it was a couple nights here and there, but nothing like a weekend.
So, yeah, so Fort Lauderdale peeps.
Fort Lauderdale peeps or Miami peeps, North Miami peeps. I don't want you to take too long of a drive, but I haven't been down here in a while. So, Fort Lauderdale Improv, if you guys want to go, hit me up on Twitter at Nary Science, or on my Facebook page, Nary Science Comedy. But it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to this to this weekend, so it's going to be exciting. You going to do anything this weekend? You going to be anywhere this weekend?
I have a wedding and some other stuff, but nothing comedy related.
Are you performing at a wedding?
No, never again.
You're not going to marry people anymore?
That I do. That I would do, but I just haven't had the opportunity.
Wait, when you said never again, that means you perform comedy at a wedding?
I had to host the reception because the DJ didn't want to do it, or the DJ that they hired didn't do the whole announcing and bringing out the couple and all that stuff. And then I was that guy. I had to do that.
What, is that for a bad? Family. Did
you do? No, it was just kind of, they were like, they didn't pay me because it was my cousin.
Your friends or family?
Yeah. My family. They didn't pay me. And then it was.
But they paid the other guy though.
They paid the DJ for playing music, but they didn't pay me for providing entertainment and organizing the fucking cat. It was a mess. It was a big mess.
What did you organize?
Like when the bride and groom, I had to get the songs in the right order because they didn't know the songs were what order the songs were. Like, it was just really disorganized. At a certain point,
Last minute?
It felt like it. Like, you would think that they threw the wedding together like last minute.
No, but I'm asking, you did all of that last minute?
Yeah.
Did they ask you that on the spot?
It wasn't pre-set up. And the DJ was like, I don't know what songs to fucking play when. What's the song for the bride and groom? And I'm like, I don't know. And they're like, did the bride send it to you? He's like, no. And I was like, fuck. So now I had to text and figure out what order the songs go in and all that shit. And then it was like, and then at the end of the day, they were like, Mike, thank you so much.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
My wife right now listening to this.
It was bad.
She's in her car right now flipping out saying, who the fuck doesn't pick out their wedding song and tell that to the DJ?
And they had, the first dance, the couples first, the dance with the bride.
None of that. They didn't provide any of that information.
All the songs were there, but they're not in the right order. Like, they were like, which song is, and the file names were all weird,
like downloaded song one, illegally downloaded song three,
so we didn't know which one was
illegally downloaded
which.
Song .mp3.4. What's going on?
Yeah, and then she got mad at one point when they played the wrong song, and I almost felt like shouting into the microphone, like, fuck you, bitch, you didn't do it right.
Right.
That's your fault.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
If you're looking to get mad at somebody, look in the mirror.
And then, other, like, it was like a weird down wedding. I don't know, that whole
that just sounds like a unorganized mess.
Yeah,
but terrible. If you had like a normal wedding,
they're fun as shit. I love weddings.
I think I've never done it. I've never been asked to do it. Actually, I was asked to perform. I was in Marco Island not too long ago, and they asked me if I could how much to do a wedding. And I was like, I was like one of those things where I was like, yeah, we would have to talk about that. Like they were talking to me
standard DJ.
Like when I was trying to sell my shirts, they were trying to like, oh, would you do a wedding? I'm like, you got to email me, man. We got to contact. And it was for an email for a wedding, like in
you
Naples.
Can charge like 250, 300, 300 bucks for just performing the ceremony.
Dude, I would perform. I would charge way more than that.
Yeah, but for the reception, for the end part,
yeah,
that's like a 4-hour show.
They wanted me to perform my act.
Oh,
and I was like, I would charge way.
Yeah,
more.
No, that's like
plus,
a $500
plus
show.
Driving to Naples.
Oh
to
no, yeah, no, fuck that. I'm no, like, that's a $700 show.
How much time? I was like, I don't want to throw a number out there and be like, I'm like, just email me. They never did, but I was. That's
$6,000.
I was like, you. It's gonna be
sorry,
awful.
Man. We can't pay that. Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Well then,
I guess it'll work out. Hopefully, you'll find someone within your pressure.
Good. Thanks.
And if they were like $6,000, they'd be like. So I have to do this now.
I'll fucking do anything for $6,000. What do you need? Clothes? Fully clothed or not clothed?
Yeah.
Naked, nude? No, all right.
What do I have to do? $6,000?
Anyways, so, I got my tattoo. I didn't even talk about that.
Oh.
So I got my tattoo. I posted pictures about it. We'll go through this.
We'll post it up online.
So. I already posted pictures.
Oh, yeah, that's right. My friend thought that was really good shading, really good. Really well done.
I love the whole thing. I love it. Tattooing your leg is really hard.
Yeah?
It's really fucking
did you
painful.
Buy are you lower leg by the ankle?
No. It wrapped from the middle of my calf to across the other side to
it's
the
right
front.
On the muscle, bro.
Muscle and bone, brother.
Yeah, the shin.
And that shit is really hard. But as much as that hurt, still nowhere near the pain of
inner arm, bicep, underarm.
That's nowhere near that pain. But here's where the pain comes in is the following day. Because every tattoo, when you get bruising, right?
Yeah, like itchy. Like it's like it's wound.
The itching is just because of the skin, the dry
scab,
skin.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But you get, there's actual bruising that people don't understand. If you don't have a tattoo, like.
Yeah,
there's
it hurts.
A needle that's pressing. There's somebody pressing down on whatever part of your body is getting tattooed.
Right.
And constantly going over it over and over and over
with
again.
With a needle.
With a needle. So they're
bunch
putting constant pressure.
Right.
That's what causes the it's like, you know what I mean? It's
it
like
swells up.
It swells yeah, up. Yeah. And it normally, if you get it like on your arm or any other tattoo that I've ever gotten before.
It's just the skin that swells up.
It's the skin that swells up and it depends where it is, man. It depends right. How long you've been doing the tattoo, because if the guy's sitting there for an hour is different than if you're sitting there for 3 hours pressing against your arm for 3 hours or whatever. But my whole point is that normally you don't feel it the day afterwards. You don't feel the bruising the day afterwards because you're not really using – you just try not to move your arm because, you know, whatever. If you get a tattoo on your
arm. It's like you're sore. It's almost,
right.
Yeah.
But the problem with your leg is every time you take a step – when
you come
down, that muscle that you're
is
using
bruised.
To step down is bruised, and you fucking feel it. I didn't feel it in the morning as much. I mean, I felt that there was obviously some discomfort, but it was discomfort. But by 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, it was flat out pain. It was like a noticeable limp. It was fucking. And my tattoo artist, my friend, texted me, and he was like, "Hey, how was that leg this morning? How was getting out of bed this morning?" I was like, "This morning was great." It wasn't until a few hours ago, though. That was a different story. I literally had to come home and put ice on my fucking leg.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is.
That helps anyway.
Yeah, but I've never put ice on a tattoo, ever.
Yeah.
I've never needed to.
Well, you're so strong. Oh, so man.
That's what it is. It's not the fact that the leg was totally different.
No. It really, I have it on my thigh, but there's a lot more meat there, you know? And then on your calf and your shin, there's pretty much just like skin there. Like there's not a lot of.
And you constantly coming down. If you're walking,
yeah, there's a lot more movement. There's a lot more like straining. And every time you flex your foot. And
I did talk to him about you. So I told him that you wanted to get tatted up and he said to give him a call. And then I said, yeah, he's one of those guys that doesn't have money. You know, he's always one of those guys that wants.
I want it. And actually, I've debated against it because I want tattoos, but I don't think I could really get another real good tattoo that I want. It would have to be something little because if it's visible, it fucks up your acting, like you getting jobs.
Well, that's why I'm not doing my arms.
Anything. Like I would never do upper body.
Well,
I would do my thighs.
I don't mind upper body because nothing's going to take off my shirt. No, I'm not anticipating being that guy that you're like, and can you take your shirt off, please? Like, no, you're not. The director's not going to ask that of me. But I talked to my friend and he said, well, if he lets me pick it, I'll give him a really good deal.
Oh, okay.
And I go, oh, he's like a nerdy guy and he likes like Star Wars. And he goes, if he lets me pick it, I would give him a great deal.
Sweet. I'll message him.
And then he said something to the effect, I forgot what he said, something of Vader or something. And I go, I think he would be more of a Wookiee guy. And he goes, yeah, no, I'm down with that. Let me pick it and I'll give him a great deal.
I want a badass Chewbacca.
Yeah. And I said Chewie. That's Chewbacca, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell the ones that. I'll talk to him about it. That's fucking great. That's awesome. I don't know. I have to debate on where to put it, but.
Why don't you just put it on your leg?
Yeah, I was going to go on my other leg. But I have something that I want also. You know, you have like plans for things?
Yeah, yeah.
No. Yeah, yeah. So it's like, I have other plans, but I'm like up in the air about it now. So, but I'll talk to him definitely, see if we can work something out.
FYI, my wife has given me a much better nickname than you did.
Really?
Because
she didn't like Nair Bear?
No. Well, she loved it, but I hated it. because we talked about last week about getting tattoos of gummy bears, she called me Nary Gummy.
Oh.
And I thought that was great. I was like, that's pretty actually.
Gummy.
Yeah. Nary Gummy. I'm good. Like, if I get, when I get the tattoo of a gummy bear, that's, I'll be Nary Gummy. I'm fine with that. That's
good. That's
way better.
Way better than Nair Bear.
Way better.
Still in the same kind of bear related cartoon. Well,
Bear related and cartoon related. However, gummy bears are so much cooler than
Care Bears. That's true.
Yeah, so anyways, thanks guys for hanging out. Make sure you guys check out Twitter at Nary Signs, at Mike Mercadal. Check out the Woo Bro Pod at both Twitter and Facebook. So that's facebook.com/WooBroPod. And if you guys are in the area, in Florida, in Fort Lauderdale area, I'll be at the Fort Lauderdale Improv. If you guys want to go, hit me up. Let me know. Anything else you want to add?
That's how winning is done.
Retweet and subscribe. And that's how winning is done. 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 Winning.
Hello, it's Daddy. Hey, darling. Put Mommy on the phone. Yeah, Barbara, it's Richie. Yeah, look it, I ain't never coming home no more. Take it easy.
Hasta la vista, baby.